All I do is I think about you. 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 All I do is I think about you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I know we have different times we're coming up. Our main hour is 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is a show about information, and we'll give it to you. And what you do with it, you do with it. If you really want to know when we come up and be a follower of the show, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson and just hit follow and it'll appear in your email. It's annoying, but it does. It lets you know when we're live, just in case you'll be on the road or anything like that, or out of town or vacationing. Our main subject today. Oh, so now herd immunity cannot be obtained. That's our main topic. And the reason we're talking about this, I took my shot, my second dose of Pfizer, 2 days ago. They're saying the second day is the hardest day. I'm feeling, if you want to know the updates of some of you people who don't know some of the, or you read it online or whatever, the symptoms of after taking the shot, I can tell you right now, my symptoms. My arm is still hurt after 2 days. It's not so much. It's just, you can feel it going away. But last night I had a really weird experience. And I don't know what it was. I mean, I woke up with a heavy, heavy, heavy cotton mouth. It's like my whole mouth was full of cotton. It was just cotton overflowing in my mouth. And then I started smelling some methane. It was like methane smell that was coming from my body. I don't know what the hell it is. And I told you, you know, I know this is an experimental thing. It is experimental. You know that, don't you? It's an emergency thing, which means it's experimental. So we are the lab rats. And I told you yesterday that I went to the market the other day and I heard a little bell when people go in there. As soon as I heard that bell, I ran right to the cheese section. I don't know what that was about. Wanted some cheese. I had to get the hell out of there before they shocked me. I don't know what that's going on. I don't know what's going on there. Something's going on there. Headaches. I usually don't get headaches. I got a light headache. Cotton mouth. Fatigue, man. Oh, my God. The fatigue is horrible. It is horrible. tired, just tired. And if you're this, and I got so much work to do, I got to move you artists forward. I got to move me forward. Oh, it's just, you can't fight it. You know, you try to fight through it, you can't. It's just tired. This is the third day, or, yeah. And I'm still fatigued, and I fight through it. I'm still foggy. The first shot I took, I couldn't explain it. It was just, my head was in a fog. I felt like a blonde girl going on the first date or whatever. You know how blondes are. I was foggy. So the second shot, the fog came back. No rain, just fog. Not even a little sunshine. I'm foggy. So I'm fighting through that. That's it so far. They say once you take the shot, it takes 2 weeks before in your system before you're actually fully vaccinated. So that tells me I'm in for some stuff for another 2 weeks, I guess. You know, it was funny that when I got the shot, you know, I'm worried about the second dose. Everybody's saying it's the hardest, blah, blah, blah. So I asked the girl who's giving me the shot, what do I expect? And she tapered it down, you know, the usual. You might get a mild headache. You'll feel fatigue, your arm, you know, the usual stuff. And then she says, oh, but it is safe. It's so good. It's so, you know, she built it up like a salesperson, and I wanted to buy two more by the time she was done. Oh, it's just great. It's safe and everything. You're going to love it and blah, blah, blah. You'll be safe and you'll be back. You know, the whole spiel. I go, okay, so she convinced me, right? I'm cool. She convinced me I'm cool. And then she said, you don't plan on doing anything in the next 3 days. I go, what? Wait a minute, you're just telling me how safe it is? Just a precaution. And then I started to, what do you mean, precaution? What precaution? I go, okay. Precaution. Cool. Got the shot. But then I started reading more and more articles. See, you know, again, we don't know enough about this. We don't. Again, you got to remember, this is an emergency experimental thing that we are taking. It's not even confirmed with the FDA or any of the Food and Drug Administration or nothing. It's still experimental. And that word sticks in my head. And I start seeing a lot of things that's happening in India. And seeing all these people die and all this stuff and getting conflicting things going on here. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but something is not right. Something they're not telling us. And I'll give you an example. After I start seeing India, because I know India, some of those people had shots. Okay. Then I remember this song. You guys remember this song? What if God was one of us? Do you remember that song? And I don't know why that song came into my head. And there's another song. What if Jesus smoked weed? I got to play that for you. That song was even more important. That's connected to this. What happens, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, that is bullshit. Now, don't get me wrong what I mean by bullshit. What happens if we don't know enough about this, right? We don't know enough about this. Even the experts are saying, we don't know. And seeing all these people in India dying, and we're up here saying, okay, we're cool, we wear masks. And then, you know, I start going over my head the steps. Wear a mask, you'll be, where I live, I'm not going to tell you animals where I live, you'd be at my house all the time. But where I live, they just had this mandate. It's like, who put 6 feet that we have to be apart? And who put this and this and this? And I go back to the beginning. Before they go, wear a mask. And remember they're saying there was an N9 mask thing that it was short, people were buying it up, right? So they were telling people just to cover your mouth, and then you remember in Walmart and everything, just a year ago, people were making masks out of their socks, their underwear, whatever. It had nothing to do with N9. And then they came out and says, well, the only thing that really protects you is the N9 mask. And then the N9 mask started to disappear. And then they came up with, oh, just use your any covering. Any covering will do. All right, I'm getting discrepancies here. And then people were just, you guys remember this, people were just making masks out of anything. And then they're saying that through even the N9 mask, because now you had workers who are wearing the N9 mask, by the way, were coming down with COVID. They're getting sick. And we're walking around with scarves and all this kind of bullshit. So I started thinking, there's no consistency on this. And then not only that, they're saying, okay, stay away from each other. It's like, huh? But I'm covered. No. You got to stay 6 feet away. 6 feet away? Who put 6 feet? Who measures 6 feet? Now, where I live, you're not. They went a little further. They said 30 feet. I am not shitting you. That is not possible 30 feet away. And what they meant by that is if you saw somebody coming your way and they're within 30 feet of you, you must put on a mask or they'll give you a ticket. It was a $1,000 ticket. I'm going, this is weird. And then they went back down to 10 feet. Then they went to 6 feet. And in schools, they went to 6 feet in some schools. Then they went to 3 feet. I'm saying there's a lot of inconsistencies going on here. And that would really, really piqued my curiosity that we may be fooled. So I talked to a friend of mine. Well, I do have a friend. I mean, real close friend. This girl is so freaking hot. Whoa, you burn the mask out of your face. Anyway, forget that. And she lives in another country. Now, she got her first shot. I think it's a Moderna. And they told her 8 weeks before she gets her second dose. And I thought that was weird because when I took my shot, they told us 4 to 5 weeks. And even when they alerted me to take my second shot, we were already a week late. And I'm saying, see, I got to go back. And we're getting to our topic. I'm saying, wait a minute, more inconsistencies. Because anything, let's just go with a simple milk carton. In your refrigerator, it has an expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. An expiration date does not be moved. An expiration set says, you know, February 10th, it's expired. It does not go into Wyoming and says, well, February 29th, it will expire. Or it goes into another country. Well, it will expire March. It doesn't work that way. So why are they telling them 8 weeks, telling us 6 weeks, telling us to wear an N9 mask, but then when they run out of the N9 mask, they're telling us to put some kind of covering, and we're walking around with our underwear on our faces, that's supposed to protect us. Then they're saying stay 10 feet, and then they say stay 6 feet. And in schools, they started to do 10 feet, and then they go back to 3 feet because they want to pack more kids in the classroom because that's how they get paid. There's a lot of inconsistencies going on here. That's bringing alarms here. And we're going to take care of a couple of them because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this shit has just got strange. Then they're talking about, Biden's talking about, okay, let's vaccinate everybody. You know, we need to herd. We need to herd immunity. Herd immunity. So as many people we can, we got to vaccinate. Many people, alert, Will Robinson, alert. Herd immunity. Well, just this morning, they're saying, oh, there's no herd immunity. What the fuck is going on? What is going on? We're going to read some articles today, and we hope that you join us. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson, and the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. Have you got vaccinated? Do you have any worries? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Is it Armageddon? what the hell is going on? This is normally where I take a break. And my girl Laverne is helping her sister move today. I mean, this lady's like an angel, man. She's like an angel. She's always too good for everybody. She's an angel. And I'm going to send this song. I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to give this song to her for motivation. And shout out to her sister, beautiful family, man. Absolutely beautiful family, beautiful sister and everything. I would help them move, and I live in California. That's how beautiful that family is. So I'm going to play a little song. I'm going to the break right now. And this is a little song to help motivate Laverne as she helps her sister move. And we'll be right back. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. And if you'd like to come into the studio, 319-527-6099. Have you been vaccinated? Do you got worries like I do? Am I the only one? Have we been hoodwinked? Have we been hoodwinked? And why is my TV coming on by itself? Our next show will be on ghosts and why they live with us and how come they're not paying rent. We'll be right back with our main story. So now herd immunity is not a thing. Here you go, Laverne, and we'll be right back. This will help you move.
Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. Did not turn that back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Get my coffee, and I hope that motivates her. She's doing some work, man. Girl's working hard. But I can see Laverne, even though she's working hard, it's about 100 degrees, she still has that smile on her face, like, you know, I do it with love. And that's how I like to think. I mean, probably reality is that she has that look on her face like, I'm going to kill somebody if they ask me to do something else. You know, I'm just saying, she's human. She's human. Don't hate me. So I'm going to go get some coffee. We got our main story coming up right now. I'm going to play one more song for Laverne when I get my coffee. The title today is So Now Herd Immunity. So now herd immunity cannot be obtained. This is some knowledge for our fools. This is some shit that you need to talk about. I'm going to go get my coffee. I'm going to just go one more song for my girl, Laverne. This will help her move. I can see her now. She'll be moving, picking up the boxes, shaking her booty. Yes, she does. Here we go, and we'll be right back with the story. Alright guys, coffee brewing. I'm trying to time this for y'all. We're going to get to our main topics right now. Oh, so now herd immunity cannot be obtained. Are we being buffaloed? What is it? Befooled? Hook-swoggled? I don't know. Because shit is not adding up anymore. You know, when I was a kid, you took a shot. It was in measles or whatever. You take a shot, fine. It doesn't matter if Billy didn't have a shot. You were protected. You took the measles shot. You took the mumps shot. You're not getting the shit. Why is Biden pushing this so much? About this herd immunity, that's all we heard. We got to vaccinate everybody, everybody quickly. We're bragging how many people have been vaccinated. We're going to get there in July. I promise you we'll open up everything. We have this herd immunity. Let's get everybody vaccinated. Vaccinated. Vaccinate everyone. Herd immunity will do it. You want to do herd immunity, we got to do it. And you guys know what herd immunity is. It's like if enough people are vaccinated or enough people had the COVID, At first they were saying, once you have COVID, you'll never get COVID again. And once you have COVID, you should be okay. This is before we had this big vaccine. And we go, oh, okay, so if you had COVID, we shouldn't worry about it. And then all of a sudden, oh, you can get COVID again. I go, what? You get, okay, we got to have a vaccine. What? Yeah, we got one. It's magical. We pulled it out of our ass, and it was only 6 months, and now it's magic. Magic? Where was this? I don't know. We pulled it out of our ass, but we got to tell people that it's a good thing for you. It only makes sense that people should take things that pulled out of somebody's ass. I mean, makes sense, right? I mean, the government is telling us this shit. Makes sense. But again, it's just so much inconsistencies. It's like nothing makes sense. And then they change it every time. And I go back to my friend, and I go back, I mean, more than a friend, chicky baby. But I go back to the person I talked to, and they're saying, well, they told us to come back 8 weeks, and you guys go 4 weeks. And it's like, that makes no sense to me. When something's expired, it's expired. How can it not be expired? How can I expire in 5 weeks that we have to go there before it expires? I'm using the word expired. I don't know. But if they're telling us that we have to have it at a certain point in time and telling us we have to have it again at a certain point in time, that's a certain point in time. Nobody's saying, well, you have to have it at a certain point in time. Well, maybe not. Let's go here. Who's making these numbers up? Because the truth of it is, nobody knows. And then you start thinking, well, why don't they just say that? Because you can't say that, because everybody will panic. Remember back then, about 6 months ago, people started panicking and they started taking toilet paper. There was nothing in the shelves and people were hurting things and you couldn't even get toilet paper. I remember I ran a mile for a toilet paper. I went to 4 stores to get a roll. I didn't do that when I was getting weed. A guy was around the corner, Willie. So then I have to think, is this part of the psychology fuck that they're trying to give? Because human beings, see, the basic things of human beings is that you don't want to feel helpless. They have to do things. Give them something to do. If you give them something to do, and I'm afraid that's what's happening, you give them something to do, meaning that nobody wants to feel helpless. So we're going to give you something to do that will protect yourself, no matter how silly it is. Because you got a fool right here wearing his underwear and calling it a mask, and that's silly. So no matter how silly it is, maybe psychologically to control the masses, we give them something to do so they can pretend that they're doing something to protect themselves. They're not really protecting themselves, but if we do that, they feel that they're in control of something, and that they make these masks. And you can make your mask out of underwear, socks, whatever you want to, that you feel that you're doing something to protect yourself so you don't feel helpless. And I'm beginning to think this is what it is, because everything is not making sense anymore. Nothing's making sense anymore until this article. See, you could only hide shit for a period of time before shit starts hitting the fan. And once the shit hits the fan, you turn on that fan and it blows all over the place. That's why you don't want to throw shit at the fan, because it blows all over the place. And I think the shit is hitting the fan and it's blowing. These are true. I don't know if people are getting woke or not. But there's been cases, and I think they had it up to 1 million people, that a lot of people are not taking their second dose. They're saying, oh, fuck this. Biden opened up a lot of centers and everything. Now they're worried that people are not going anymore. It dropped down. And you're not going to believe. I'll pull it up. I will actually pull it up. I don't have it in front of me. But you would not believe. I'm going to see if I can type it in as I talk to you. Some states are doing incentive programs. About if you take the shot. I think Dunkin' Donuts, I'm not quite sure, don't hold it to me, but I'm just, until I pull it up, giving you a free donut if you take your shot. There's some states that give you $100 if you take the shot. stores are getting on in this, getting like you get a free pair of shoes if you get the shot. You get where I'm going. They're rewarding people, encouraging people to take the shot. You get a donut if you take the shot. I will pull it up as I'm talking to you because I don't want dead air. And if you heard about that, I mean, this is unbelievable now. See, this is another question mark. This is another. Why would you have to reward people? See, again, it's like the lab rat thing. My first dose, and I go into a store, I hear the bell, then I'm coming in, I go right to the cheese to this day, and I just want cheese, and then I know I have to buy it really quickly before they shock me. Got to get out of there. Why would you reward people if this is going to save your life? Why are you rewarding people if this is Armageddon? These are questions that I ponder. Again, I take the shot. I put it in. Here we go. Let me just tell you some of these states. You would not believe. Some states, you're not going to believe what they're doing to take the shot. Bucks, B-U-C-K-S, money. Or beer. States try incentives to persuade people to get their shots. This is all true, everybody. This is not made up. The New York Times, this according to the New York Times, $100 as a vaccine incentive. Experiment suggests it can't pay off. They're going to pay, what, and this is out of New York. And it says here, what's the best way to persuade the millions of Americans who are still unvaccinated against COVID-19 to get their shots? Reassuring the public service announcements about the vaccine safety and effectiveness have proliferated. It's a word, proliferated. It's proliferated. You know what I'm talking about. Means a lot. That's what it means. But increasingly, people are realizing that it will take more than just information to sway the hesitant. In recent randomized survey experiments by UCLA, school I went to, by the way, go Bruins, COVID-19 health and politics, as you can tell, I went to UCLA because I can't pronounce proliferated. Proliferated. It could be proliferated or proliferated, depending on where you stand in your social issues. Let's move on. Anywho, UCLA COVID-19 Health and Politics Project, two seemingly strong incentives have emerged. Let's go to Baltimore. The Baltimore Sun. The Maryland Governor Hogan offers $100 to state employees who get the shot. $100. Maryland state government employees are getting an extra inducement to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, a $100 payment. With this incentive program, we are further encouraging state. And where are you getting $100? You know, go back to the beginning. Remember the relief fund that Biden put in, trillions and trillions of dollars that he signed off? Remember that? Yeah, they're just handing money out. Hey, $100 if you get shot. How many hundreds of dollars? Think about hundreds of dollars. How many people show up? Let's say 100 people show up. How much is that? 100,000? I went to UCLA to do the math. Somebody can check me. $100, really? Just throw away the money. I mean, why don't you just give it to people? You know what I mean? Here's how stupid it is. If you're going to give $100 out, I understand. Why don't you just give it to people as a check? You know, the $600, the $1,400. Give them an extra $100 and let them decide. It says, this is your COVID money. Use it to do a vaccine. And we're giving money out, but if not, this will help you out with groceries. I don't know. Can you imagine what's going on in our United States of America? $100 if you're in Baltimore. New Jersey. See, New Jersey, anybody from Jersey? You guys are sons of bitches. You know what they're doing in New Jersey? They're giving out beer. New Jersey, a shot and a beer program offers free beer to those who get COVID-19 vaccine. Free beer. What kind of alcoholics live in that state? Free beer. Well, how's it? Free beer? Are you freaking kidding me? Here you go. Here's a can. Have a cold one on us. Here's to good life. You know you're something special. The beer you pour must be something more to... Here you go, bro. You've been vaccinated with the poison, and you deserve a beer. High five. Really? A beer? So the state of New Jersey introduced a new program on Monday offering free beer to those who get COVID-19. That's what they're doing. You put it on Twitter. Hey, Ohio. I see you, Ohio. You got your shit, too. Hey, Ohio. Ohio. Kentucky considers incentive as vaccination numbers continue to fall. So if you live in Kentucky, what am I talking about? Ohio. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Kentucky. Ohio Valley Resources, Kentucky. Maybe there's an Ohio Valley in Kentucky. I don't know. I don't travel. I've been locked down. I got the shot. I got the COVID. Leave me alone. Well, here we go. Governor Andy Beshear said he is considering incentives to encourage people to get a COVID-19. They're finding out. Washington, I hear you, Washington. And according to the Washington Post, why some coronavirus vaccine skeptics changed their mind. Let's go to Kim Simmons. Now, Kim, I don't know Kim, but she's in the newspaper, so she must be cool. I mean, you don't make the newspaper unless you kill somebody or, you know, but if you didn't, Kim's here. Kim Simmons, she's 61 years old. She's a small business owner in Illinois. Okay, we're going to Illinois. She remembers the moment she went from vaccine skeptic to vaccine ready. She was watching a Johns Hopkins University doctor on C-SPAN make the case why it's safe to take the shot. And Lauren, we all know Lauren. Well, maybe we don't, but she's in the paper, so she must be cool. Unless she killed somebody, you just don't be appearing in the paper. Because here's Lauren Berg. You know, they're calling names. Like, we're supposed to know these people. Who is Lauren Bergner? I have no idea who Lauren Bergner is. And who gives a shit about Lauren Bergner? All we know is that she could be beating her kids, running out on Saturday night, a drug dealer, crack addict, and a hoe. But we're supposed to know her because she's in the paper. Well, let's, you know, Lauren Bergner. I like how they do this, right? Even with the presidential thing, that they will call somebody's name. You know, it could be Nixon or it could be Biden or it could be Trump. They will call. They always pick out somebody. Oh, and there's Kenny Smith from Ohio. Stand up, Kenny. And Kenny doesn't know where the hell he is. I remember it was so embarrassing when Trump did it. He called out niggas who were in jail. He was the only white president that made an example of people. You know, usually they call out people, all presidents call out people because it is a positive thing. Not Trump. Trump's calling out niggas who's been in jail. Trump, right there, you guys remember the state of address when the whole world watching? And he goes, oh, and that he was talking about prison reform, I guess it was. And is Shaniqua Hastasha here? And she stood up. I go, girl, sit down. Sit down, girl. Everybody applauded her. All the Republicans applauded her. And they had to look on her face like, didn't she work for me? I think my uncle probably owned one of her family. They had that look. And Trump had the nerve to say, oh, and Shaniqua, and she's here. And speaking of prison reform, she's been in jail for blah, 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 blah. And I think it was murder. I swear, I'm not even making it up. I'm not making this shit up. I got to find it. I think it was murder. And here she is in the prison reform, and she would have spent the rest of her life in jail if it wasn't for the prison reform. And we want to thank you for coming out of jail and everything, and our prison reform worked. And knowing that she only been out of jail for 3 days, she didn't have time to kill nobody yet. But Trump's going to take president. And then he called out two other black people. I'm not joking. Go to the search it on YouTube. And here's Leroy. Hey, Leroy. Hey. And Leroy was in jail, incarcerated for another 30 years. For Leroy did something bad, too. And we want to thank you, Leroy. And the president of white people, yeah, look how nice Leroy looks. You know, and we want to thank you, Leroy, on the prison reform thing. Yay, go Leroy. Like, what? And you know, in my mind, you know that there's Leroy's victim is at home going, what the fuck? He just killed somebody. He was still grieving. And he's at the presidential address. And the president is saying, nice job, Leroy. We got you out of jail. Trump called out that night. I think he called out 3 or 4 niggas out there going, yep, and made them an example of them in jail. And say what a good people and how his prison reform is working. Isn't that a bitch? Come on, Trump. True. 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 So Illinois is trying to send incentive programs for you guys to put this in your arm. It's not just Illinois. We go to Boston. Boston's considering it too. While concern is rising that fewer people may be stepping forward to get their coronavirus vaccination, Massachusetts and other New England states lead the nation in the rate of people who have gotten at least their first shot of one of the vaccines. New Hampshire led the people with 60.7% of residents having gotten at least their first dose. And they're working on their incentive program. Detroit, Michigan is working on their program. We can go on and on. So here you go. And here's the news from CNBC. Some still prefer J&J COVID-19 vaccine over the U.S. pause. Fewer Americans say that they prefer the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after the U.S. temporarily paused it in April. But 17% of Americans in a new survey will say it's their top choice. That's down from 29% in March. Before the pause, according to the consecutive survey of more than 1,500 Americans done for, West Virginia. Hey, West Virginia. I see you. West Virginia got their own shit. I've been hearing stories about people in West Virginia. I've been hearing it. I know nothing about West Virginia, but West Virginia, here we go. West Virginia will have free vaccination clinics at state parks and forests through Memorial Day. Currently, clinics are open in 10 sites, and they will expand to all parks and forests on Memorial Day weekend. Vaccines are also available to the guests. Employees, and good, if you have company, y'all go have a family thing and take your shots. We go on and on and on. You see what's happening here. And then the end result comes to this. Because I got my card in my pocket. Sports stadium asking fans for their vaccine passports. Here we go, everybody. We knew this was coming. We knew that you're going to have a passport. Top officials at the NBA and MLB, which is Major League Baseball, hope the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is behind them as teams start to welcome fans back into the stadium. Come on in, fans. But to watch the game, there's a catch. But to watch the game live, a growing number of venues are asking visitors to prove they've gotten a shot by displaying what's called a vaccine passport. Teams like in San Francisco, they're doing that. In New York, they're doing that. They're among the list of sports spaces that now require digital vaccine verification to watch a ball game. This is where we live, folks. This is where we live. But there's always one. There's always one person who will stand up against the machine. There's always that one. Not everybody's going to conform. There's that one person that will do it. And here she is. The New York Times, how the Center Academy became a beacon for anti-vaxxers. A fifth grade math and science teacher peddled a bogus conspiracy theory on Wednesday to students at a Center Academy. It's a private school in Miami. Warning them that they should not hug parents who have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. She is a teacher, and she's telling her kids, do not hug people who've been vaccinated. That's what she's saying. She's standing her ground. She says, you should not hug parents who have been vaccinated against the coronavirus for more than 5 seconds because they might be exposed to harmful vaccine shedding. We're going to talk about vaccine shedding, by the way. Hola, Miami. One student wrote in an email to her parents from school saying that the teacher was telling us to stay away from you guys. Nearly a week before, the school had threatened teachers' employment if they got a coronavirus vaccine. I did not know this. I did not know. Nearly a week before, the teacher said it, the school had threatened teachers' employment if they got a coronavirus vaccine before the end of the school year. So their own schools were threatening the teachers, if you got a vaccine by the end of the year. This shit makes you go, just giving you some information, and it goes with our lead story. Herd immunity would change. And that was just on the line, just came over the line 3 hours ago. 3 hours ago. What changed? Things are not making sense. God, are you listening? Send us a sign. Looking for a higher power? Maybe the higher power is one of us. I don't know. But Biden is panicking that not enough people are doing it. He got to vaccinate everybody. Got to do it. They're giving you a donut if you do. They're giving you a can of beer if you do. They're giving you $100 if you do. Why is it so important that we need to get everybody vaccinated? I mean, I go back to the beginning. If I got vaccinated against the mumps, I'm not looking at little Billy or Timmy or little Leroy and saying, I can't be around you because you're not vaccinated. That didn't happen. If I'm getting vaccinated, I'm supposed to be protected. Fuck y'all. Why do you need all of us? And knowing that the special report came out 3 hours ago, that all of a sudden there is no herd immunity. And you're telling us, so if there's no herd immunity, why is it so important that everybody gets a vaccine? Lord, are you listening? We'll be right back with our main story. I need a break.
Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's going to come in his heaven airplane.
God out of faith, what would it look like and would you want to see? If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets. And
You know, the reason I play that is some of you Christians will come in. We have had pastors, clergy, born-agains. I guess they couldn't get the first time right, so they had to get born again, get a do-over. Life could be a do-over, right? Oh, I fucked up. Okay, do-over. Which makes us want to excuse your behavior. No, it doesn't. But you just made up this thing, right, that you could do a do-over and you cause trauma and hell for other people. So you're going to make up something like, all right, I'm going to go into religion and now I get a do-over. I read a book. No. I mean, the way I read the Bible is that you sin. You don't get a do-over. It's like, okay, when God judges you, it's like, okay, oh, chapter 7, do-over. I'm sorry, I gotta go to your second book. Oh, here you are. It's book 2. You've been nice. Doesn't work that way. The mentality of stupid morons. The idiots. A lot of us would like to do-over, but it doesn't work that way. And then, in other words, like repent. A little bit too late for that. But in the Bible it says, and I haven't read it. I've seen the movie. Good movie, by the way. But what I heard in the Bible is that there's going to be Armageddon. The four horsemen will be riding. There's four. Judgment Day, well, Jesus will rise, and he will take the faithful with him. Well, you know what? Jesus can't get any worse than this. We got air that we're breathing that can kill us. We can't touch another human being. We have to walk 6 feet away from them. If they reach for us, we turn away. We cannot say goodbye to our people who die. We cannot even hug them. We can't even go to a funeral. It's time for you to come home, Jesus. I mean, if anything for you to show up, this is it. I mean, this is it. We can't get any more worse than this. It's time. You know, come on in. Because according to the good book, then you're supposed to come by and, you know, make things okay. This is the time, Jesus. Because if Jesus isn't coming now, I mean, I wonder if Jesus goes, well, you know, Dad, and God says, yes, my son. Well, Earth is having a problem. I see that, my son. I must go, and they need some, you know, inspiration, some motivation. They need something. I hear you. Jesus goes, well, I'll see you in a while. God goes, okay, take care, son. And he comes, and then he descends to Earth, and they see what's going on. He goes, fuck this. And then he goes, reports to his dad, you know, I got some good news and bad news. And Dad goes, well, what is the good news? Good news, we can do a do-over. What's the bad news? We need to do a do-over. This shit is so fucked up. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I mean, have you taken a look at what's going on here? They can't breathe the air. They can't touch each other. They can't go to work. They lock them down. They take away their money. The government give them their money. There's holy hell breaking out here. And I think Satan might have won this one. Should we give it to him? Because it's holy hell. We might have to do a do-over. I mean, last time, I guess you flooded things, got a little messy. I don't know, then maybe fire. Something got to happen. Because if you look in India, some shit is happening there. So if there's a time for Jesus to come down and say, hey, lay a hand on everybody. And then, of course, you got the women who, if Jesus lays their hands on them, then you're going to get somebody with a Jesus hashtag me too. Jesus laid the hands on me. I didn't ask Jesus to feel his hand on me and everything. And I feel uncomfortable and he laid his hands on me. And you know how that will go. And Jesus doesn't need that social media bullshit. Because he'll go back to heaven and go, hey, Father. He goes, yes, son, I've been reading about you on social media. It says you've been laying your hands on women. That ain't right. I mean, you got to be woke before you go back to earth. This is the time, Jesus. You're on. And this is Mr. King Webb. Good morning, my brother.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't know. We need Jesus, man. We really do. Oh, man.
I mean, it's just, you know, the sad part is everyone thinks that these diseases are just coming out of nowhere, but fail to realize that there's people making these diseases. You know what I mean? People like Bill Gates and his crew and different ones, I mean, they're making all this stuff happen. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, they're making all this stuff happen. You know what I mean? They don't, the thing is, they only want to be the only ones here left on this earth, you know? And it's sad, you know what I mean? Them are some evil people, you know? And so, I mean, it mentions it in the Bible, you know what I mean, that these things will happen, you know what I mean, and you know, it's just sad, you know what I mean. I just feel if people don't like something, then they should just, you know, don't bother trying to fix it or something. I mean, you know, people are making these diseases, getting everybody sick and this and that because they don't like something, and it's just ridiculous, you know. Then, like you said, they want to go to God and ask for forgiveness and all that kind of stuff. Like, no, it don't work that way, you know.
That's right. I mean, who in your religious guy? Who wrote that story as like, okay, I fucked up. I did everything bad. I did it. I'm horrible. Okay, I decide to do a do over. I'm born again now.
Yeah.
Who did? It doesn't work that way, does it? I don't know.
No. No.
I'm going to go to the Lord. I am born again now. I am now. And God's going to say, what? No, 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 no. We're going to judge you for who you are, not because you say, I found you. You, what do you mean you found me? I always been there. I've been in your, you know where I was, foo. You know what I mean? Oh. But you're right, King. Because I did a story yesterday or 2 days ago that the Pfizer is making a lot of money on it. Pfizer is making roughly $900 million in profits in the first quarter of their vaccine. Somebody's making money. It says here, 87% of the more than 700 million doses of vaccines dispensed worldwide, Pfizer. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Okay, let's go with this. Let's play a game. Where was it? Here we go. All right. King, I hope you're still there. I have it here. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Here you go. Let's see if you can guess. I'll give you a range, okay? Do you know how much Pfizer, these are the people who are doing the vaccine, are charging the United States per dose? Per dose. I'm going to give you a range. The range is between $10 to $21. Now, that's per dose. Remember, we're taking two doses, and they're trying to vaccinate everybody. They're trying to vaccinate 350 million of us or whatever. But this is how much Pfizer is charging the United States. Nobody's going to hear anywhere else but here. I'm telling you the truth. This is why you guys listen to me. Do you know, take a guess, how much is Pfizer charging the United States per dose? The range is anywhere from $30 to maybe $11. What do you think? How much are they charging per dose?
What range?
The range is between $11 per dose to $21 per dose.
I was saying between maybe $14.99 and $17. You know, somewhere around that.
You're pretty damn close. You're pretty good. Pfizer is charging the United States of America $19.50 per dose.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
$19.
Okay, I figured.
And you got it. Yeah. $19.50 per dose. And they're telling us to take two doses. And then they're telling us to take a booster shot. But go ahead, King.
Yeah. And you want to know something else?
Mm-hmm.
A while back, I think I made a post, and it's way down in my timeline. I can't even find it. But Bill Gates' wife would leave him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that she knows that he has something to do with this vaccine and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't like it. And I have a feeling that this messed up their marriage, and she can't take it. Now, if you fast forward to maybe a few days ago, they just released an article about that. And I'm sitting here right now like, this shit is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I knew it was going to happen. And it makes me wonder why she really is leaving him. You know what I mean? You know?
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, when you're married to somebody who is that evil, you know,
mm-hmm.
you may not know a lot about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
but when you start snooping around or start getting these different kind of messages or, you know, when you start finding out and then you see that it's affecting the world, including close members in your family and this and that, I would think that would have an effect on you. And it just makes me wonder what's going on. But, you know, we'll probably never really find out until after a few years or so, you know what I mean? And so it just makes you wonder, because I guarantee you somebody in that family on her side is probably going to let out the business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so speaking of that advisor, I just have a feeling that he's behind all that. I really do. I think he's behind all that. And his, whoever he's involved with as far as companies or whatever, they made their vaccine. They thought it was good. And then, of course, Trump, knowing him, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, well, let's give it a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know, I'm just trying to connect the dots right now, you know what I mean? But, it's horrible. I mean, that vaccine is, to me personally, it's no good, you know. It's no good. I mean, you know, anybody who can make a vaccine within 6 months to a year, it kind of raises a red flag, because it's like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this is going to work? But, you know, we're just, I mean, those who've taken it, they're just, you know, they're like those, you know, you ever seen that commercial where they have those two dummies in a car and they're doing the crash tests, you know, the crash test dummies? That's what everybody who is taking those vaccines are right now. You know what I mean? They're experimenting, and it's sad. I mean, it hurts me because, you know, I know people who have taken it. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I done lost two grandmothers in 1 year, and you know, I can't handle death like that. You know what I mean? And God forbid, I just pray to God that, you know, everybody is doing well, that it's taking it, that I know, you know. And even if I don't know you, anybody that's listening right now, if you taking it, even my fans out there, if y'all done taking it, man, look. My prayers is with y'all right now, you know what I mean? Because I don't think I can handle any more bad news of anybody passing away.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this vaccine, that's all it's doing, you know what I mean? It's working for a little while. Then soon those nanobites that's in that vaccine is going to start fucking up people's bodies. And then next thing you know, they're going to get sick. And it just it hurts me deep down, because to know a person is that evil to make something like that and to depopulate the world, I just think it's fucked up, man, you know? And it hurts me to know that everybody's still taking that shit, you know? But, I mean, you know, to each his own, you know? But that Pfizer, they're gonna be a top seller. And the only one that's not going to be a top seller is Johnson & Johnson. And that's because Johnson & Johnson been around for a long-ass time. And even though they have a few cases referring to their, you know, the powder incident, I've still yet been able to confirm if those powder, those people that was getting cancer from that powder, I'm still not able to confirm if those are real or not, or, you know, anybody that I can't confirm it. And so I have a feeling that they're going to be the ones to really take over when it comes to the vaccine, because they've been around a lot longer. A lot of people use their products. I mean, if you think about it, I guarantee you, anybody that's really listening right now, they may not even know anybody who has caught it. And if they do, it was probably just a small infection, but with nothing related to the Johnson & Johnson chemicals or anything like that. So, you know, Pfizer, that's, I truly believe when they came up with Pfizer, they had a meeting and they broke down everything they wanted to do. And then they realized that, okay, this is what we can do. We can make it a top seller, and we can slam this country, and we can raise the economy back up. And I'm telling you, man, everything is working in their favor right now. It's just evil to me, man. I don't like that.
Well,
but
you're right. Because, see, the United States is paying $19.50, and this is Pfizer, the one I have. I just got done taking it 2 days ago, my second dose. $19.50, they're charging the United States $19.50 per dose we're required to take two. And you know what they're charging Israel? They're charging Israel $30 per dose. So they're charging us in the U.S. $19.50, but they're charging Israel $30 per dose.
Yep.
And
so,
you would not believe this. In some cases, such as when the European Union recently agreed to buy 1.8 billion doses, 1.8 billion doses times $19.50 per dose. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
I mean,
It's nothing. It's really it's nothing to be surprised about. I mean, if you remember, see, we're in 2021. I would say back in the early 2000s or so. You remember? Mm-hmm. You remember when they started purchasing all those bullets and stuff? You know,
right?
They were purchasing all those billions of bullets, and it was because maybe they're preparing for this right now. Who knows? You know, and I truly believe that the more Walmarts that they close, they're going to turn those into small little FEMA camps, and what they're going to do is they're going to make it to where you either get this vaccine or you don't have access to come into this certain store, that certain store. I truly believe that's what Biden and his administration are going to try to push, you know, or should I say the people who are over him, that's what they're going to try to push right now, you know, because it seems like every time I wake up in the morning and I turn on the news, they're talking about the vaccine, the vaccine. And I have a feeling by next year, they're going to try to really make sure everybody is taking a vaccine of their choice. You know,
sure.
They want everybody vaccinated right now, and I have a feeling that as long as they can keep dishing out those stimulus checks and stuff, that will be a way to make them get vaccinated. I mean, I could be wrong though. You know.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm with you on that, because again, our main story is I have to read it like an actor. So now herd immunity cannot be obtained. I have to read it that way. I'm an actor. To be or not to be? That is the question. The slings and the arrows. Yurik, Mike, I'm an actor. What can I say? What can I say? Y'all going to miss me when I die. That's all I can say. I'm going to leave that. The last words Brian said is, y'all going to miss me when I'm die. He right. Let's move on. But you're right. Because you have to think, why is Biden pushing everybody to take it so fast? What's going on? It's a red light. It's like, I mean, they don't even do that in bad neighborhoods. Nobody, the crackheads don't go, hey, take this. Okay, tell your friends, take this. Everybody must take crack. They don't even do it.
Yep.
They hold back. And if you go to a crack dealer and he don't know you, he's going, who are you? I just need crack. Yeah. I don't know you. I mean, but not like Pfizer, not like your drug company. It's like, hi, my name is Get In There. We'll give you some poison. Okay. I mean, even heroin addicts and crack dealers, if they don't know you, they can't cry. Yeah, you look already suspicious. Get out of here. Can I have some? I'm a customer. No, you can't. I don't know you. Even they have the decency to say no, but if you go to a clinic and going, I don't care who you are, give me a word up your sleeve. Why is it such a hurry? Hurry that I can't conceive of it, King. When I was a kid, flu shots. Let's go with flu shots. People are getting flu shots. Okay, flu shot. I'm not worried about if Sally and Betty didn't get a flu shot. I'm vaccinated with my flu shot. Get away from me. You know what I mean? It's for me. Get away. Who cares? But with this one, it's like, wait a minute. You're telling us to wear a mask. Then you're telling us to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
We should be okay.
Yeah.
No, you still must wear a mask. What? Then why did I take the vaccine? Well, it means that you can still get it, huh? But it means that you won't die.
And I want to say this too.
Right.
Do you remember back in 2017 and 18 and even 2019? Do you remember when it was pushing those? It was the census. They was pushing those in the mail, real heavy. You know. I remember they was pushing those in the mail. They were pushing those in the mail real heavy because they wanted to know each certain community and how they wanted to know from every community how many people was in each community, you know.
Right.
And they wanted to get a count of how many people was in each certain community. And so now that 2020 had came and left, it's like you wasn't really hearing too much about the census. You really wasn't seeing nothing in the mail. Boom, next thing you know, the virus hit, or, you know, the COVID hit. And I just truly believe they kept a count of how many people
was doing this and doing that, and I'm guessing they have an estimated amount of how many people they're targeting, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you, man, it's all some evil shit, man. You know what I mean? I guess that's all some evil shit, man. It's sad.
It is. But if you're going to do an experiment, you got a lot of immigrants in cages. Take them.
Yep.
Make them earn their keep.
Yep.
I know it sounds cruel.
Yeah.
It sounds cruel, but you want to be a U.S. citizen? Here, take this experimental shot. There you go. All right, we'll watch you for a couple of years. I mean, you got your people right there. Let's see how react. You know, vaccine the kids,
exactly.
Vaccine that. And if you're okay, we'll let you in because you can't give anybody COVID, right? That's a good side. Take it for our country. Don't vaccinate me. Bastards. 111, you're live on the air. Let's see if you talk. 111, you're live on the air with Mr. King and Brian.
Hey, Brian. Is this me?
Oh, my God. My lover. Hello, Mr. Solutions.
What's up? I was just listening to you guys before you allowed me in. A couple of questions. Number one, has the FDA approved either of those vaccines?
No, they did not.
Oh, okay.
It's still on an emergency stage. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other question.
Well, let me introduce you, though. Have you met King? Have you met King? King, this is Mr. Solution. He has the solution to everything. You met King?
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
Yeah, hi, King. How are you, sir? And the other question.
You
know,
you call him, sir, but you just call me Brian.
Really like
There's no sir, no respect out of this, out of you.
Oh,
I really like that question
you asked. You are, sir, Brian. Brian, the other question is what is the duration for the effectiveness of the vaccine? Do we know that?
Well, yes, we do.
Okay,
we know
what
for
is
a
it?
Fact. We know for a fact that the data tells us it's 6 months after you've been vaccinated. You're supposed to be cool for 6 months. 6 months is the duration. They're hoping more. They're doing more study, but right now it's 6 months.
Now, is that with the single-shot dose or the double-shot dose?
That's a double. That's a double dip.
Okay, so the double is 6 months. And
so far.
And then one must get it again, or what's the...
Well, they're talking about it, and King and I were talking about it. Now they're talking about a booster. I mean, it's still in the talking stage. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not mandatory. It's still in the talking stage. So they're thinking... Well, the strain is mutating so fast, and there's different strains. You know, right now, India, they're worried about the India strain, that we might – they're talking about a booster every year. That's what they're
talking about. Is the one-shot dose still on the market because of the blood clot, or have they pulled it yet?
Okay, well, Johnson & Johnson, they paused it. They just renewed it. I think it was this week. They are back on the market now. It's Johnson & Johnson. It claims that it has and here's how they describe it, but it's very rare, Mr. Solution. It's very rare. In fact, I recommend you taking it.
Wait. Oh, what's very rare?
The blood clots.
Yeah. I heard them say that. But, you know, there is an issue. Now, one other issue. I understand that they are immune from any liability, the makers of the drug. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it hasn't, and neither, okay, they're immune from liability, and the FDA has not approved.
You may be onto something here. I'm going to let you continue because you're making sense finally, and I'm going to tell you what you're onto, and you just brought something up. Continue, Mr. Solution. I am dying to hear what you have.
You keep interrupting me. Thank you.
I do.
The thing
really?
Is FDA has not approved.
Bastard. Yeah.
Either of the doses.
Right.
Okay.
But I think you're onto something here. I keep going because you just brought up something
that I didn't even think of. Is what I just stated. No liability.
Right.
And, of course, non-FDA approved. So there's a legal issue there in terms of forcing someone to consume something that is very experimental.
Right. Right. See, you and I were on the same page, and like usual, you go your way and I go my way. But you're absolutely right on one thing. Think of it for a minute, Mr. Fluson, because let's put our heads together, and I'll do the thinking. Here we go.
I'm sure it'll work out better then.
I'm sure it'll work out perfectly. As long as it's an emergency experimental thing, they cannot be liable. But as soon as the FDA or the Food and Drug Administration gives it its approval, that will hold the company liable to damages and be suable. But as long as the government is sanctioning something as an emergency and experimental, they are not responsible for the for any fallout because it is, quote, experimental. So they have
right.
That
and when
out.
Are we expecting the FDA to approve it? Is there a projected approval date?
Well, that's an interesting thing because I was watching the news the other day, and they were asking the same question, and they're pressuring. Now that they're pressuring them, they're giving this kind of, well, we're hoping in 2 weeks to a month that we're looking into it, you know, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? But you brought up something that's very interesting. As long as it's still sanctioned as an emergency or experimental, nobody's liable. It's basically you're signing a consent form saying, I agree to take this, and I know it's experimental, and I know it's an emergency. But as soon as they approve or give them the okay, then they are liable. That's what I'm thinking, Mr. Solution. What do you think?
Well, look here. I think states like Florida and possibly, I believe, Texas, don't totally hold me to this, but they have already said it's not going to be mandatory. And this, what are they talking about, some sort of vaccination passport? They say that's
right.
Not going to be the case ever. So
well,
the other thing
happened.
Is I think that the people that are most vulnerable,
right.
If they want to, then they're the ones that should take it. Because there are other means to immunize oneself, I think, to strengthen the immune system, things like taking the zinc, vitamin D, and from
right.
What I've heard, everyone who has actually caught it, COVID, has had a deficiency in vitamin D. Moreover, just boosting one's own immune system seems
that's
to
true.
Be a step toward herd immunity.
I agree. I do agree, and a good friend of mine, Laverne, was talking about copper, and I'm looking into that because there's some good metals.
Yeah,
that can,
I did that also, copper.
Yeah, the copper, yeah.
Well, I was taking copper. I think it's like 2 milligrams. But
really?
I just got a bracelet. Yeah, because copper is an essential nutrient, and it boosts the immune system, as those other items that I mentioned do also, zinc and vitamin D, and then vitamin C. So just staying healthy and being out of doors is definitely death to it because it can't stand wind and sunlight.
Well, that's what they say, but the problem is we got to be honest with ourselves. Nobody knows what it can stand because it's mutating so fast and there's different strain.
That's not
and we
true.
Have
they
no,
do.
They think
do.
They do.
For example, when they say that, look, it's rare to catch it, first of all, right? Because they say one has to be in the presence. And remember, each time you express one of these qualifiers, it is. It expresses the unlikeliness because, number one, you've got to be in the presence of someone who has it, and then you've got to be in their presence for roughly 15 minutes, and you've got to be a certain distance so that you understand. You probably took biology in school or in college, and where
I was
you know,
doing
you have
biology
to have a,
in school. I did.
Yeah, one has to have a certain concentration in order to actually catch it. So I think with those things, it makes it somewhat rare. That's why outdoor dining, outdoor dining is considered much safer And I think they've started allowing indoor dining now.
Sure.
And some places never really went on lockdown. And
right.
they haven't done very badly, such as,
exactly.
I think, like Texas, Florida.
Well, see, here's the thing that's the solution. But, see, here's the problem that I have with that. I believe the numbers are baked or false. I mean, we're looking at numbers that they give us. And I don't believe Texas and Florida, especially Florida, is saying that, hey, we're fine. We haven't worn a mask, and we're not really spiking. I think if you believe the numbers.
Let me tell you why they're false. They're false in the direction overstating it because, you know, hospitals get compensation for the COVID. So a person that, say, for example, has a motorcycle accident, and they've documented this, and dies as a result of those injuries, and they have COVID. Well, they list it as a COVID death, which is totally false.
You're right. That's what they did for the past year. You're absolutely correct. And why did they do that, Mr. Solution? Why did they do that? Why did they do
it? Well, because I just said it's an incentive to get more money from the government.
Money,
Where they're treating a COVID case. Look, it's follow the money.
Sure. And did you know that I got my second dose of my Pfizer 2 days ago? I think it was 2 days ago.
I didn't. But go
ahead. Yes, I did.
How did you feel? I mean, I've interviewed a few people who got it. One woman told me, I thought this was interesting. She said she was... Oh, she said she was in more pain than labor. She had had a child previously, and she said, but it was only for about a day.
Right.
That she was really, really in pain. So
right.
that was with the two-dose formula.
Yeah, I just finished mine. Well, you know how I feel. I felt like you. I was an asshole for the whole day. That sums it up.
Well, you've never grown up. Like I say, the word to air eternus be fitting for you. You're an eternal boy.
You stop that. I am a man child, and I have grown. I have grown since you have been on there. I have grown immensely into the man.
How did you really feel,
I...
though, since you've gotten your joke out? How did you feel?
I know.
Were you ever a stand-up comedian, and were you ever any
good? No, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it. You just bring out the funny in me.
That.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but look here. How did you feel, though?
I told everybody. My arm, for about 3 days, I could raise it halfway. My arm felt like somebody punched me as hard as they could, and they ran off. I still feel the pain in my arm. Fatigue. Just tired, just really tired that I can't get enough energy to do anything. I mean, if I lay down, I'm out. I got a small headache, and I usually don't get headaches, but my headache just started about maybe 30 seconds when you came in. I'm thinking that's either Pfizer or you. I'm going to go Pfizer.
Yeah. I can see why you didn't make it as a comedian. But at any rate, the response that you express is typical.
No, I got a small
headache. Wait a minute. I think I can detect that you still smoke.
Still smoking. Yeah, a smoke detector? You're going to bring smoking back.
Your exhaust system sounds clogged. I mean, I hear you. I hear you struggling to breathe.
Oh, really? I am not struggling to believe. You know what? I can feel that you're still a virgin because I can hear this little squeaky voice of yours, and your voice has not changed since high school. You need to get late. Leave my smoking alone. When was the last time you got late, Mr. Solution? When was the last time you had a woman?
Let me put it this way. In terms of being healthy, there's another condition. Let me just throw this at you, and you may want to write this down. All right.
There's
something called abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Right.
Look,
I think I know what that is. I think I know what it is. And I do not have it. But you might want to write this down. You might want to write this down, though. I'm writing yours down. You might want to write this down. There's something
called
a pussy.
Hold on, hold on, because I know you're going
P-U-S-S-Y, and you need one.
You're going to make a stupid joke. You're very sophomoric. I mean, it's amazing.
I am not sophomoric, and I'll find out what
that
means.
You just don't
sister.
Grow up.
I will Google that. Stop it. Wait a minute.
But anyway,
Melissa,
Brian, no kidding.
Wait,
you should look that up.
Wait. Wait, say that again.
I had to call in
Melissa's
for this
here,
one.
Mr. Melissa's here, Mr. Solution. And you have King here, Melissa. And you have the lovely Laverne, but she's listening. Now go ahead and diagnose me, Mr. Solution. So what? Yeah, I do smoke. You're gonna diagnose me? Go ahead.
I'm not diagnosing you. I'm just simply saying 75% of people that have that condition happen to be smokers.
Yes.
Anyway, but go on.
I'm an optimist. I'm the 25% who don't.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know,
have
look
you
at it
smoked?
This way. If you do have
yeah.
it, if you do have it,
right.
and the aneurysm actually occurs, it's quick.
That's quick. You son of a bitch.
You won't make it through the day. That, in fact, let me put it this way: you won't make it through the hour.
Minute.
You would. Yeah, I know. In a minute, any minute now, I'm gonna hang on your shoulder so you fall. You would miss me too much, Mr. Solution, if I went away. When was the last time you're in a studio? Have you been coming in and listening and leaving? Because I've been looking at. You know, 111 all the time, hoping it would be you. Is this the first time you came in the studio?
Yeah, I punched that one. You sound a bit paranoid. What's going on with you?
You see what he's trying to do? You're not going to work.
Is
he
telling?
My brain.
I mean, this is amazing.
No, no, this is... I'm just. Listen.
And
to
let me ask
listen.
You this, just before I only have a couple of minutes.
Good.
But look here,
that's the best news I heard all day.
To me, are you going to be the last person to turn out the lights? Or the last person leaving
mean?
The room?
What do you mean?
Are you in another media? In other words, Blog Talk is virtually dead, right?
No, they're thriving. Where did you hear that they're dead?
Well, sometimes I go on their website and I see very few programs, under 20 programs.
No, not true.
And I noticed that quite a few people who were on Blog Talk have transitioned to, well, it's YouTube. I think they have the Clubhouse now, Patreon. Go ahead.
Right.
It's up to you. Either you own Blog Talk or you're the last person out to turn the lights out.
You can't get into my head, Mr. Solution. You can't do it. You can't do it. I locked it down. Nope, nope, nope. You're not going to get into my head. Blog Talk is thriving. There's a lot of programs on Blog Talk, even as we speak.
Oh, it's not.
And if it was dying, why? It is, Mr. Solution. And YouTube has always been there. I don't know
what
about
time
this Clubhouse.
Of the day is. What time of the day would you say the most people are on Blog Talk?
I would say in the evening time. I would have to say, Melissa will probably know more about that than I would say Blog Talk, and I know my, what do you call it? Oh, God, my head is foggy. You know, after the show. What do you call it? Help me out. Podcast. I know that my podcasts get a lot of hits in the evening time versus the day, which is understandable. People are working. Life happens. But I would say 6 o'clock California time is when it kind of blows up on Blog Talk and people start listening. I think that's a busy day. I'm really thinking it is.
Well, maybe I'll check back in during those times. I went on a guy's show, I think, Mr. Santos, and they were talking about relationships. But anyway, there's a guy that's better than Likas, and his name is Mr. Samuels, Kevin, first name.
Right.
And he does acknowledge Likas, but he also he deals with marriage and high value man, which you would never, you know, actually accede to or ascend to. But he deals with those two concepts. And
you know how, but listen, you guys, you know how he insults me as he talks? It's very
absolutely.
Subtle. You know, every sentence.
No,
like,
no.
Uh-huh.
It's not an insult if it's true.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just like you can't hold a person liable or slander if what they say is true. Truth is
how
a defense.
Is it true? Not
truth
me.
Truth is a natural defense.
Listen. I, you know what? First of all, you giving advice on relationship is really funny because you're not in one. When was the last time you were in a relationship, Mr. Solution? I can't
even
remember. I've been on
now, this betrays your stupidness, right? Now it just shows the length of your. Normally I wouldn't even use wisdom in the same sentence with you, right? No wisdom. But let's take a Catholic priest. Let's take
my
Jesus
stupidness.
For,
stupidness is not even in the dictionary. I'm looking under it, and there's no such word. So you're
hold on. Let's,
you're stupid.
Let's take Jesus for example. Jesus gave some of the greatest advice on marriage that we've ever had, but he wasn't married. So look here, let me give you another example.
I think his father taught him about love. Maybe his father.
A man
taught him about
can
love.
Operate on a woman, and he doesn't have a woman's body parts. How does he do that? He studies it. Studying can overcome being. You probably wouldn't know anything about that because you don't study very much. You just
no,
talk.
I usually operate on them, and I'm in
you didn't
them,
hear what
and
I
I'm
just
with
said
them.
Because you
I don't study them like they're a lab rat. You cannot study a woman and pretend you know
and
everything about women.
Look, one should study anything they want to understand. Otherwise, they are a blooming idiot on this subject. What do you think?
referring to you? You cut in there. I mean, you should do a drinking. They should do a drinking game with me and you talking. How many times
all,
you insult me during
a
normal conversation that people should take a drink every time you insult me?
When you get a chance,
me.
Brian, I guess you're trying to increase ratings. What are your ratings like now? Well, don't answer that. But when you get a chance, I know you used to like Lycus. I like Lycus too. Right?
I like to listen to Lycus. I do believe
but I'm
something.
Saying if you like to listen to Lycus, I'm passing
right.
this on. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I'm
my
not
ratings
one of
have
your
been
playmates
very good, but it dropped
sand.
All of a sudden since you've been on. But go ahead. I'm trying to keep what I have left. Continue. Continue.
I'm not one of your playmates in your sandbox. Or in your
yes,
in this case,
are.
Or in this case, Brian, I should say, in
yes.
the asylum. Look here, the guy is very entertaining. That's all, and he gives
who?
Good information.
Who?
He has
Lycus?
Mr. Samuels. He has about 20,000 listeners.
Wow.
Tuned in, and he
wow.
basically
how do you,
just
how do you know,
interviews
wait,
women.
Where,
he
how
talks
do you know
mainly
he has 20,000? Where is he? Programming out of? Is it Blog Talk? Where's this guy out of?
Well, I did. Hell no, it's not Blog Talk. Blog Talk couldn't withstand that many people anyway. The lines would blow up. But anyway, just go on. He's on YouTube, and you could get
he's
some good
YouTube.
Pointers. I mean, and the other
about
thing
what?
Is.
What's his
well,
name? Because I'm
about
sure
life
I'm sure Melissa and Laverne and my listeners in King will want to know the guy. What's his name again? What's his name?
I just told you a moment ago, Kevin Samuels.
I know.
KS.
Kevin Samuels.
Samuels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check him out. You might like it.
Hmm. How you spell his last name?
Oh my God.
Don't encourage him, Melissa. Melissa, don't.
I don't know how long you've been around this guy, but this is what we need a vaccine for.
Hey, listen, let me tell you.
You know what? We had some good times, whether you're on here ribbing him or not. Remember Bino, black and name only? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, he called me a rhino. You're Republican
in name. Bino.
Oh, Bino. That's right. Black in name only. That's right, Melissa.
Bino. I think the FDA would approve that vaccination immediately.
There have been some good times. Come on. There really have been.
Oh, man.
Well,
you
not
know.
Really.
I said,
I
why
mean,
don't you meet?
With Brian, it kind of grates on you, but. At any rate,
I
would like to see his life extended. But do look that up, AAA, that abdominal aneurysm.
And why should I look that up? Why should I look that
well,
up?
Well, I would. You are a smoker, which is kind of dumb, because most people who attend higher education don't smoke. That's a fact. Because it's just not health conscious to smoke.
Well, you got to remember the time. It doesn't. That's not a fact. Different
times. Absolutely.
And
yeah.
The different in the 70s, a lot of people were smoking. It was a cool thing. 80s, they started to get the campaign going. But it's not a true fact. I mean, when I went to college, I went to UCLA. They were smoking like crazy. Weed started to hit the campus at that time. So they're huffing and they're puffing and they're smoking. In fact, playing football, some of the players were smoking in the locker room. How's that?
Actually, What you just said is a defense mechanism. Now, of course, if
it's
you
not
can't
a defense
do it,
mechanism. It's true.
It is because people who are educated tend to be a little bit more introspective, right?
Are you
and
saying
so
people who are educated don't smoke weed?
No,
I mean,
no,
we're going
no.
In the,
I'm not saying that people who are
then
educated
what are you saying?
Hold on, then. God damn.
You talk so slow. You need to get
okay,
a vaccine.
What I'm saying
you need to keep
is
up.
People who are educated generally look
right.
into things. And they handle
right.
most issues better.
Really?
So most people who have an education, now you may have just been enrolled, I don't know. You may not have gone to but the fact of the matter is most people that have an education understand that smoking is bad for them. That's
what
all.
What college did you go to, Mr. Solution?
It doesn't matter. I said institutions.
You did not go to college. You did
institutions
not go to college.
Of higher learning, period.
You did not
well,
go to an institution
to
of higher learning.
Your, intellectual.
You just been to an institution, and that's all. Stop there.
Oh, my.
Well, I tell you, but look,
what,
do look into
college?
That condition that is
what,
AAA.
I will get to it, but you seem like a smart guy. I want to know what your education background is. Where did you go?
How
what university?
How many cigarettes do you smoke a day?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, we'll do it this okay, here. I'll give you this answer. You got to give me an answer because it's the same
can
line.
Can you tell me how many cigarettes
it's the same
do you
line,
smoke per
it's
day?
It's the same
that's
line
all.
Of questioning. I'm going to give you an answer because it's the same line of questioning.
No,
I'll
no,
tell you how many.
I don't want
I'll
to hear
you,
your
I'm,
dumbass
I'm giving
question.
You the, I'm giving you the
you just,
answer. I'll
okay,
tell you
if you're not going to answer, I'll just listen
I
to you.
I am. I'm going to give it to you if you don't say anything.
Answer it. Right. You don't it's have just, to preface it. Just answer it.
I am not.
How
I'm
many cigarettes
to tell
do you,
you
smoke
I will
per
tell
day?
You how many cigarettes I smoke a day if you could tell me how many butts you put in your mouth today, the other day.
Let me just say this. If you die of an abdominal aortic aneurysm,
right.
you deserve it. Because
I
you're a fool.
You, would
you laugh about everything is funny to you.
I laugh about
oh,
it because
wow, this
one.
Is amazing.
No, just no, no,
you're
no.
Super
you're
stupid.
Full of you're just full of cheer and spirit and joyousness. Do you
no,
realize
I'm just
that you
asking
have?
Asking you a question. How many
I don't.
Do you
I'll
smoke
ask you a question. When was the last time that you had
okay,
sex?
Okay, maybe I said it wrong. How many packs?
Oh,
do
see
you
how
smoke?
You switch. You can't. That's a typical question to any person. When was the last time that you even been with a woman? Let me ask you that.
What is that? Wait a minute. What is that? Wait a minute. Why is that a standard for anything except with
well,
the Neanderthal?
Well, because you're asking me something personal.
Wait a minute. What does it
I'm
matter whether or not a person is with a woman? You probably are not with a woman. I think personally,
really?
Having lived
my
in Miami,
finger smells. My finger smells like something you can't even fathom, and it's really nice because it came from
gay.
A woman.
Is
I'm
that
gay.
True? Are you gay?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. In the closet, damn it.
All right, you outed me. You outed me. Oh, my God.
Let me just tell you this, and I know you act
Am I gay?
Stupid. You just play stupid on the radio. Look here.
Oh, no, I studied a part. I really learned my role. It takes a lot of work.
Look, homeless guys. Now, maybe you can put two points together. Homeless guys have women. Anybody
Not many.
Can get a woman. If you can hold a mirror in front of your... Hold on a minute. If you can hold a mirror in front of your face and fog it, you can get a woman.
What?
Really? Then why can't you get one then?
Oh, there we go again.
Just a question. You know what? You brought up the gay thing. I'm wondering. I didn't even go there. You brought up the gay thing.
Wait a minute. You're talking about go there? That, you are there.
I'm gay.
You're talking about go there. But look here, Brian. Let's move on a little bit because this is petty.
Can we? Can we?
Wait,
can we
this
move on?
This is petty and
can
silly.
We?
Enough
All
of
right.
This.
You're right. There is a
yeah,
wait.
Move
I do
on.
Have. I,
know,
wait.
Mr. Solution is here. Go ahead. I just wanted to ask him what his take was on transgenders.
Oh, good one, Melissa.
Mhm.
Because he's probably on.
If you're talking about, they're having some issues with this. They're passing laws now to say that young kids should not disfigure their bodies. In order to accomplish that, because it doesn't work. A lot of people, I think there's a high suicide rate, and like take Caitlyn Jenner, of course. I mean, I used to read about Bruce Jenner. I admired him, but he did that. He transitioned, and but I think the biggest problem is with young people. It's a problem across the board, because technically.
Oh, yeah.
One really can't change their gender. If you look at it on the chromosomal mm-hmm. level,
yep,
one
happen.
Can't change it. You know, the woman being mm-hmm. XX, the man being XY.
So it can be cosmetically done. See that, but it still doesn't make. Just because you have a gender in your mind, you know, if you're a male and you think you're a female, it doesn't mean you are.
Right.
I struggle with this. And Bruce Jenner kept his penis and testicles.
Oh, he had the full operation?
No, he kept the penis and testicles, but he got breasts.
Oh, kept. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes, I see.
Yeah,
well,
so
what's
the deal with that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't get it because he's with women, and it's really strange. He wants to have sex with women.
Well, yeah,
do we go back and forth on this?
Now, Dr. Jordan Peterson speaks mm-hmm. to this issue quite a bit. He's a clinical psychologist out of Canada, but he's all over mm-hmm. the Internet. So he speaks on this. But I think the biggest problem with this, with that transitioning, gender transitioning, is with young kids, especially mm-hmm. I mean, they're talking about under puberty. So I think that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. Yep. That's it. I just wondered your take on it, you know, because we've talked about it a lot on here. And, you know, everybody's kind of split about it, you know.
What do you mean?
I really don't care.
Position on
it? I honestly do not understand it. Even if somebody tries to explain it to me and say that, you know, the brain chemistry in this male is really female. See, I know that the brain is a really intricate thing that they've never really even figured out. So how could they test the brain to see if it's a man that has a female brain? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're talking to a guy who doesn't have a brain.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, and it's very confusing.
It goes over my head, and my own logic doesn't.
See, I don't think they even know, Melissa, and this is why there's no answer to it, because I personally, and I have interviewed people who are transgender, and they don't even know what's happening to them. They don't understand it. They don't know if they're gay, they're straight, or whatever. They don't even know. So we're dealing mm-hmm. in an area of your own and I have to feel this way. You know, social media was the most dangerous thing that ever happened to civilization, because you have so much misinformation out there, and you have so many people telling you to be who you are, and whatever freaky thing that you are, we accept it. You know, everybody gets an appreciation trophy. There's no guidelines anymore. It's a wild, wild west. And we are forced to accept things that normally we would question, or normally we would say, pull you back and say, maybe you need a little help, because I think a lot of mental illnesses goes into this situation also. Anytime that you have a conflict of who you are or what sex you are, there's a part of mental illness that plays in this this conversation here. So if we're dealing with somebody who may be mentally ill and we're trying to make sense of this, there may not be any logic at all. Do you concur, Mr. Solution? Oh, he's still here. Do you concur? Maybe he doesn't. But I do agree with you, Melissa. I mean,
it's lesbians hate men. Why do they use dildos?
Because they like the feeling. They like the feeling of a man. You cannot. And I'm sure.
My mind goes all over this, right?
Right.
And my mind goes everywhere, and I.
Right. I mean, let's just be honest. The mechanics of having something that's in a how can I say it in a medical form, that's shaped like a penis, does give the body an arousal. And a toy is not a man. Let's just be there. A toy is not a man. A revolving toothbrush is not a woman, if you get what I'm saying. So it's the mental thing. It's the mental thing about men. And I agree with you. I mean, most lesbians do have strap-ons, and most lesbians do have dildos and vibrators. That's Mr. Solution. He'll tell you. He works it. But the thing about it is just because you have the feeling of something that's shaped like a penis doesn't actually mean a man. A banana is not a human being, or a cucumber. So that's the only logical thing I can...
But it represents a phallic symbol, right?
Well, yeah, but a phallic symbol is not. But a phallic symbol is attached to a man, but it doesn't make him. Just because you have a penis does not make you a man. Look at Mr. Solution. It
oh
just
my God.
Makes. Well,
you
it's true.
Are bad. You are bad.
I'm telling him like it is. But you know that. I mean, it's not if a vibrator or a dildo, because you brought up something interesting, if it does reflect a man, then a lot of married women who are buying his toys as a billion-dollar business are cheating on their men if they use their toys.
No.
And then you would have to go in, but you have to go in that conversation, though. You would have to go in that conversation, because if you're looking at these toys as a man and you are masturbating, using a toy, thinking it's somebody else, it means a man thing, then couldn't you be cheating? I mean, think about it for a minute, because it has to bring in that conversation.
No. No.
No? Okay. Well, I think the only logical thing, and I don't know, but for people I interviewed and what I read, is that the transgender, if you just go with mental illness, I think you're halfway there. And before people get on me, go, what do you mean mentally ill? I'm just saying something that is disturbing your brain, or something that your brain is telling you, and that you are not it, and you have conflict. There, that could be a form of mental illness that we would have to discover what is going on. And I would bet that majority of the transgenders don't even know what's happening to them. They don't know why. They don't know what's going on. They don't know if they're gay, they're straight, and now that they're a guy and they date a woman and they were biologically a woman and they're homophobic, they have no idea. So we cannot really study this to make it a legitimate thing. I mean, back in my day, it used to be cross-dressers. Back in my day, okay, I understand transvestites. I understand transsexuals. I don't understand transgender. It's a made-up word on social media. There is no such thing as a transgender. I mean, we can go back to cosmetic surgery. go ahead. But when women got breast implants and changed your lips and your butt and everything, that's cosmetic surgery. That is not a thing to say, okay, now we're doing cosmetic transgendering. Go ahead, Mr. Solution.
Thank you, Brian.
You're
welcome. Listen, I heard you raise a point just now, and I think this is what you call an overarching point, is that regarding the phallus. And the thing of it is that because in Western culture, because men have allowed themselves to be depreciated, then a woman can just pick and choose the parts of a man that she considers valuable. And so going to Mr. Samuel's point, I think he talks about two things, and I've always known this. Men develop and maintain society, but they don't get the credit for it. How could one not respect? That's like disrespecting God almost. You know, God is the creator and sustainer of the universe. And men on earth are the creators and sustainers of everything we have. One of the points that
you're
was
wrong.
Made, which
wrong.
I think is a good point. Brian, shut
you're
up.
Wrong. You are saying stupid stuff.
Dude, hold on, Brian. Just hold on a minute. Shut up.
Stupidity.
Tighten your sphincter at both ends.
Tighten my sphincter. I've never
my
heard that.
God.
Continue
the thing
with your stupidity,
is
sir.
That men, Bear Grylls did a comparison for survival. And he did it with both men and women. And it was proven that women could not survive in a situation where they would have to live out their natural lives. Sure, we need you guys for reproduction, but we don't need you for survival. If the power grid went down right now, and I've worked in this field, if the power grid went down, women could not survive. They would just start dying. Couldn't get water, they couldn't get food, and what have you. But going back to your point, the phallus, is that women can pick and choose what part of a man they like and see the rest of a man as disposable. And that is a real problem, and that's something that men are going to have to address. Because usually in conversation, you only hear the woman's side. You don't hear the man's side. Go ahead.
Are you done? Are you done? Huh. You are so wrong. And I'll
tell
Brian,
you
why
coming,
you're wrong.
Brian, telling me wrong is less.
Yes.
Get a picture of this now. You telling me that I'm wrong is less than zero.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I mean, less than nothing. Because you don't know. You're what I call a soft man. I mean, you can't do anything either. Let me ask you something. Could you make any repairs on your automobile? Any?
Yes, I did. In fact, I did.
And opening the door and getting inside. Could you make any repairs?
In fact, I did. Over the weekend, I installed a bumper. I'm trying to tell you. I installed a bumper. I also worked on, and I did this, I installed a thermostat for the first time. I did. I worked on my car. I also replaced the heating mechanism in the
switch.
Wait,
did you connect
switch.
The thermostat to the bumper?
No, I did not. I'm not, it's not
okay.
Your car. So now that you know that I'm mechanically, and I did it by, full disclosure, it was YouTube, and they walked me through it, tell you the truth, full disclosure, because I'm man enough to tell people my full disclosure, not you pompous ass like you, but let me ask you this.
Which thermostat did you change, by the way? The oil thermostat, the water thermostat, the radiator thermostat, which one did you change?
There's only one thermostat in the car, my friend.
What thermostat did you change?
I changed the thermostat with the heating thermostat, which was with the radiator, and that's causing the car to overheat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to your ignorance.
And it worked? Did it work?
Yes. In fact, I'd like to test it out. I want you to get in front of my car, and I want to see if it does work.
Hold on a minute before you go stupid, because you are.
I have to. Melissa, kick his ass. Will you just kick his ass, Melissa?
Well, Brian, you can't outmaneuver me mentally because I'm working with a brain.
Well,
did it leak?
It's been a long time.
Not as much as you. Melissa. Yes, the car did leak, Mr. Solution. That's what car does when you have to change something. It leaks. Now,
I'm saying,
I
did
answered
you change
your
the gaskets
question.
And so that it,
yes,
it didn't leak?
Yes, see, you're diverting me to my car, and you're not, and you have your statement out there hanging in the breeze about how men are should be worshipped and should be cherished, and they're the leader of the free world, and
look,
women
absolutely
are so helpless.
Men virtually, look, because if it weren't for women, now, I direct you. Now, I'm asking you to do this. Whether you do it or not is another issue, which is the same with doing anything sensible. But look up Bear Grylls's Survival of the Sexes.
Kick your ass. Kick your ass.
You know, I actually appreciate you, Brian, but it's very deep down.
Why are you good?
Anyway, yeah, he
you do appreciate
this.
Me. Yes, stop it. You're in love with me. You know you're in love with me.
You're talking over me.
Why don't you just out yourself right on my show? It'll give me ratings. Out yourself. Get out of the closet.
Hold on.
It's cold in there.
Allow me to speak, fool. The thing is that you tested
fool?
The survival skill.
What kind of
skill.
Is that? Okay, go ahead.
This
wait. Cole wants to talk to you. Cole wants to say something to you. Cole?
Hey, I don't want to talk to him. That's your drug-induced buddy, right? What I'm saying is if you look up this thing where he compared the survival skills of men and women, women can't survive without men, period.
Not true. Not true.
It is true.
Let me give you some knowledge, my imbecile friend.
What percentage of women run the power grid?
Let me...
All right, answer that question. What percentage of women run the power grid?
What percentage
grid?
Of
See,
women
Brian,
run the power grid?
You don't even know how to go about determining what survival means.
You ask me a question, and you won't let me answer because you're moving on to some things. You're trying to divert me, and I'm bringing you back to what you're saying, the nonsense that you're spewing. Let me tell you something. Women are godlike. They're the only kind of species that can bear children, bear life. Men cannot do it. Only God can put life on this earth. So women, and God may be a woman for all we know, because women are the ones who can bear children and create life.
You're a fool.
So
what can a woman do
you
without
the man?
You
haven't even been with a woman. Oh, really? When was the last time you were pregnant?
Hold on. It is the man's seed that gives life. Sure,
no,
women
no.
incubate.
Oh, it's the man's seed that gives life. No,
right.
without
the man's seed,
the
a woman's
man's seed
womb
can
is a
create. Wait a minute. A man's seed can create life, but it does not bear life. It helps with
well,
the creation.
Well, the thing of it is, but where did the first
but a woman,
woman come
carries,
from? She, woman,
the woman
women
carries
got their
life
origin
and gives
from
life
men.
And births life.
And
you
it's primary.
No, it's
the
not.
Man is prime. What was woman created for? Now, see, like a lot of women, you
were
are
created
out of,
for to give life.
Wait a minute. Like a lot of women, you are out of order. The thing of it is, woman was
Melissa,
created
you get him?
To be
Melissa.
A help.
You're out of order.
You're out of order.
I'm out of order. You're out of order. This whole court's out of order.
I know. What are you... Melissa, Mr. Solution, I want to ask you a question. Do you hate women? I got to get to my story, but I got to know this. Do you hate
say
women?
That only a damn fool would ask that question. No, I don't hate
fool.
Women.
And
I hate
don't.
People that are out of order, sure.
I'm actually,
you know
I think, Brian, you know this, I'm not really a feminist at all.
No, you're
at
not.
At all.
Well, you have some feminist views, but you're not a feminist. I agree with you. I
Mm-mm.
agree. But, you know, this thing about men saying that women are a lesser being than they are and they should worship
lesser.
Them. You're
they're
saying that
lesser.
They should respect
they
the man.
Roles.
They should. You're using words
they
that they should worship
roles.
The man.
Like
and what kind of
and
role
parents.
Does a woman What kind
just like
what
children
kind of
and
role?
Parents, they have different roles.
Okay. Then what kind of role does a woman play? I'm
right, a woman is supposed to be a helper. Go back and read Genesis.
I see.
That is the best description.
No, I got
of,
the album.
The
I was not impressed.
And,
I was not impressed
functioning
with
of healthy male-female relationships.
But
it's
no.
right there in Genesis.
It's right. And when was that written? When was Genesis written?
Okay, well, what does that matter? Read it,
it matters
dummy.
A lot. It matters
still
a lot.
Instructive?
If you
ever
book,
ask when was Homer and the Iliad written?
Let me talk. If you read a book in the 1940s, what is the ideal woman would be, you would not get her at 20. You would not get her at 20, 21. Because the ideal woman is the woman that stays at home, has the kids, shuts her mouth, services her
husband.
Hold
on a minute, dummy. Human beings do not
change.
Now,
you're being very rude. I have not called you a she-devil at all.
Basically, are the same. That is the reason a message that was given to us 2,000 years ago is still relevant.
Is it really? Well, how about if I give you a message 2,000 years ago and say, hey, don't forget to turn off the gas?
Brian, step down off of your pretext being funny. You're not that funny, Brian. Let me be the
I'm
first
the
to break that
baby.
News.
I'm on the Pfizer.
You're not that funny.
Listen to me. I'm saying that when you have, first of all, the Bible.
And you're not logical.
It's a yes, I am logical, but you just can't see it because your head is fucked up. I'm trying to unfuck you.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, the person who's taken all these damn drugs, who's a walking pharmacist, can tell me that my head is screwed up. Come on. I want to hear this.
I can see it. The drugs make me see things clearer. You're messed up.
Oh, sure they do. Hey, how do you say Timothy Leary? Tune in, tune up, tune out.
All right, listen to me. I am saying to you that the Bible has
what?
Went through
what?
So many
what are
rewrites.
You
I am saying that the Bible has went through so many New Testaments and rewrites and blah, blah, blah.
The Bible
it
has
is not
what?
Consistent. Listen, the King George Version of the Bible... It's
there you
the
go, trying to be
that...
funny.
I am not
I think,
trying to be funny. I'm trying to
I think
tell you
the
that the New Testament
what do you say about
different
King
religions.
George?
Different... You know what? I'm not going to talk to you about religion. I'm going to talk to you
right,
about
you should.
Listen to me. Okay. Are you a very
but
religious
look,
guy,
basic
Mr. Solution?
male-female functioning
I'm asking,
is defined.
Do you know anything about a basic
in
female?
And it is.
He's a eunuch, Brian. He's a eunuch. I figured it out.
Is this a drug kingpin? This guy's taking more drugs than
drug
magic.
Kingpin.
Hey, I don't want to talk to this guy, by the way. This
all
is another
right.
fool, Brian.
Okay,
you
don't have to talk to me. I'll just chime in when I feel like it, dum-dum.
Go smoke some dope, buddy. Hey, how are you doing,
I'm
Cole?
I'm smoking some right now to put up with your fucking bullshit. You fucking
all you
Nimrod.
Have to do is put down the phone. That's
well,
the
let's see
end.
Who gets
closet case Nimrod from hell. Go suck Donald Trump's cock, you penis licker.
Now, does your guy get this kind of audience? Look at my audience. They're great. Listen, Mr.
Brian, I tell you, I don't see how that guy lives with the drug mixture that's in his body.
Cole's okay. He's okay. Are you against marijuana, Mr. Solution?
So
I mean,
a person like Cole, I have no respect
right.
for because mm-hmm. Cole can't deal with reality. He has to medicate himself.
Right. Do you have respect for
he's
me?
He's what you call a useless eater.
A useless what?
Why do I do this?
Breeder?
I don't know. Mr. Solution, do you have respect for me? Do you have respect for me?
Oh, sure,
see?
Yes. Of
yeah.
course I do.
Uh-huh. There you go. Now we're going to go on our topics because you know nothing about women and if you are
hey,
the
wait,
audience
wait, wait.
Of this,
I know quite a bit about the human species, Brian.
Do you really?
Yes,
how can
I
you
do.
Know about the human species from you're from another planet? What do you study us?
Well, you
know
Jesus was an extraterrestrial.
He was. And you know what? He was also a demigod. Did you know he was a demigod?
He studies lifetime television.
But he wasn't
That's
a demigod. No, he wasn't that. But he said my
no,
origin
he was
is not
a demigod.
He wasn't a demigod. That's not true. Well, first of all, go to dictionary.com and look that up.
Wait a minute.
And
no, I already know what a demigod is, but if
Jesus,
he came down and made made love to Mary, she's a
not
mortal.
True.
She's a
not true.
You're saying that's not true. You're saying
not
that's
true.
Not true.
Not true.
How do you know it's not true?
Oh, come on.
Hey, it's in the Bible. That's what you read, and
analysis.
Everything you read in the Bible is true.
Not in the Bible. You've never read the Bible.
Does God have a penis?
God is non-corporal. God is an unembodied mind.
Does God have dick and balls?
God created the material universe. So by definition, he could not be anything that's in the universe. He's unlike
but
God is
in the
unique.
Bible, didn't you say that, didn't God say that he made
truly
the human being in likeness of himself? Didn't he say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and that refers to things like a person's, human beings are rational, personal, and moral when they're not doped out on drugs. So it's
maybe
image
God,
is
did you ever think that maybe God spoke
intangible
meat?
Characteristics.
I mean, he made the platypus. There was something going on. What you know, you don't know who God is.
When you're talking about God, let me just say this. And we don't know who God is. But stop trying to be funny. You're not funny.
I'm not. I'm being intelligent as I am, and you're taking it funny. The fact of the matter is, we don't know who God is. We are simple creatures. We need to have
the platypus.
Yeah.
The duck bill.
Look at that
right?
Guy.
The duck bill platypus. Is that the one?
I'm just saying that we human beings think that we know everything and that we know all on this and this and this. We do not know.
Are you talking about you?
I'll include myself, yes. We do not know what God is.
Okay, what is it you think you know that you really don't?
I'm saying religion is a way of controlling people. It's a political organization to control the masses, to keep the power, to keep them under control.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, really?
Only a bona fide would say this. Because
yeah, I'm not bona fide. I haven't got my certificate
that are the
yet,
most happy,
but I'm working
the
on
most
it.
Sane, and have been the most productive. Most of those people have been religious. Did you know that the founders of modern science were religious?
No, they were
people
not.
Like
that,
Newton,
that's an oxymoron.
Kepler,
that is an oxymoron.
All of those people were religious.
No, they weren't. Why do you say stuff like that? Science and religion is science and spiritual religion don't go together. In fact, they're like
Hold on. That's stupid because science.
That is not stupid. Science and religion.
Allow me to explain.
Are enemies.
Science wouldn't exist
silliness.
Without religion because the fundamental premises for science come out of religion.
No, it does not.
Don't,
it comes
don't
out
read
of theory.
About, look, it should only
it comes,
take
no,
you
no.
about...
Religion hijacked science because
hold
science
on a
comes
hold
out
on
of
a minute,
theory.
Brian. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know
if
what
you
I'm
read
talking
about the life
you are
of Isaac
in,
Newton, who is
you're not even cute,
one of
you're
the greatest
probably are. Listen to
one
me.
Of the greatest scientists ever. Isaac
okay.
Newton was a religious man. Isaac
it
Newton
really...
basically believed that there was law in nature, that God was the lawgiver, and therefore, he sought to find out how nature expressed God's existence. And that's why he went to the various laws of nature. And so modern science grew out of religion because all of it was philosophy at one point. Science has a philosophy.
Okay. Okay.
God was
me,
a lawgiver.
Okay, Mr. Okay. Let me. Okay, I'm going to go with you. You used, who did you use as the top 10 scientists? Who did you use?
I didn't use the top 10, but I
said. No, you
said
a name. Did you say Isaac Newton?
Galileo, Kepler.
Galileo.
We could go
okay,
on
but
Copernicus.
You know, okay, do you know
most
who
all
was
of
the number?
You,
do you know who was the number
of
three?
The past, all of them, hold on, all of them have been religious. And if you think about it, say in America, the founders of America, although they were what you call deists. They believed in God, but they didn't believe in a personal God. But they did believe that God was the creator.
Okay.
That's why in the preamble to the Constitution, it talks about rights being given to man, not by
government, by
the creator. So the creator is recognized by the founders of this country.
Okay. No, I read
it. And it has a Judeo-Christian
origin. You know who is Marie Curie is? Do you know who Marie Curie is? Who is Marie Curie, then, if you know her?
She
I
worked
need
with her husband. See, that's the thing. Most of your women that get involved in science, it's usually not a standalone. They do it as a result of working with their
husband. Marie Curie was the top three scientists of all time. Did you know that? And she was from, and she was a Russian who did not believe in God. So when you make that statement that most science are coming from religion, it's inaccurate.
I didn't say every scientist.
You know, you're backpedaling.
Let me tell you this. If you don't have God, there's no rationality.
Of
life becomes irrational because there's nothing to ground it in.
Not true.
Like if you believe that your brain is the result of... If you believe that your mind is the result of a mindless, unguided process, I would ask you, why should you trust it?
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing of it is, without God,
nothing
makes
sense. You know
how
you get that dig in there, Melissa, and everything? You see that little insult right there? I see what he's doing. Now listen, you. As pompous as you come across... You know nothing.
I could say the same thing about you. You don't. Okay, you come across as pompous, and you know
I
even
do not.
Less.
Leibniz,
who was a scientist, a German mathematician and scientist, he asked the greatest question of all philosophical inquiry. Why is there something rather than nothing?
Listen to me. I understand. How can I not answer your? You give me a question, and by the time I can answer, you're off to something else. I'm going to answer this one question.
Answer it.
I'm trying to answer. I'm saying I believe a little bit of what you say, and I say I want to replace God with faith because I believe that human beings cannot survive without faith and hope. Now, that faith that they believe in may be a spiritual energy or being or awareness. I don't know what it is that we have to, that we're human beings, we're mere mortal, have such small minds that we have to put a picture to it or a name to it to believe in it. See, we cannot conceive that we don't know what this special or spiritual energy is, so we have to put a word to it, and then we draw a picture of a white guy in a cloud with flowing blonde hair for us to even relate to it because we need the image to believe in it. And that's why a lot of people have to use the word God, or they have to have an image of what God is for them to have faith in it. Some people just have faith in a higher being or a higher source or a higher energy. There's no faith. There's no image. There's no song. It's just faith. And I agree with you. People cannot go on without faith and hope. And whatever that energy is, that spiritual energy that they may have faith in, works. So I agree with you to a point that you're saying you must have God. I'm saying, well, you must have faith in something to carry on that make you get through the hard times. So that's what
having
I agree
faith,
upon.
Having faith in anything but God makes one an idolater.
See, there you go again. You call it God. You call it God. And you probably have an image. Do you have an image of what God looks like?
Nope.
You don't have an image of what God looks like. Then why do you believe in something that you don't even have an image what it even looks like? You believe in nothing then. What are
you
believing in?
That's a good question. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in gravity?
Yes, I believe in gravity.
What does it look like?
I don't see what it looks like, but I know what it contains and what the purpose of it is. It keeps us planted so we don't float around in the air.
You just answered your own question. Do you believe in electromagnetism?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what does it look like?
It.
Wait, what does
it's
it look like, though?
Well, I have seen it. I have seen it in chemistry class. You can see the energy, and you can see the movement, and you can see what it moves, and you can see what it attracts. Therefore, it is there.
Hold on. Do you see energy, or do you see what energy does?
I see energy. And you know, some people can't see energy. Wait. Some people can't see energy, my friend. Some
people
can feel
it. What does it look like? I'm just asking.
I don't know what it, well, what I saw, it looks like a little tiny. The only way I can describe it is like you see lightning. See, here you go again. I can't explain it because you know I'm going to make sense, and you don't want me to make sense because you want to be the one.
That wasn't me.
How about this? Hey, Mr. Solution, here's one. What does love look like?
No. Look,
it's just a simple question.
I'm saying you asked me what did God look like, and I told you
right.
I don't have a picture of God. Now, I'm not saying
most
that things
do.
Can't be experienced that
mm-hmm.
Do not
okay.
have
what did God
a physical
do for you?
Reality.
Okay, then let's go with the experience. Then what did God do for you to make you believe that there is a higher source and that there is God? What did you feel or what did he do for you to believe that
right.
there is
God? Right, and because of what I just told you, I said
mm-hmm.
God's image, man and woman being created in God's image, means that they're rational, they're personal, and they're moral. Now, the answer to the question...
Moral? Did you read the part of Sodom
moral,
and Gomorrah?
Yes, moral.
What's in the Bible?
Now, the answer to the question that you just asked, I'm going to answer it this way. Why is there anything at all? Why am I? Why is the universe? God is the answer and is responsible for creating me and the universe. So, I appreciate
Are you sure about
God.
That?
I
what about
appreciate
the Big Bang
God.
Theory? What about the Big Bang Theory?
I appreciate God for that. So I can
okay.
appreciate God mentally, all right, and emotionally. I don't
okay.
have to have a picture of God. I've never had a picture of God
okay.
as some man floating
I understand,
in the sky.
But what about
that's
the Darwin theory? What about the, Dar-
in fact,
the Darwin theory?
That's idolatry.
Theory? How do,
that's
how do
idolatry.
You explain, how do you explain the Darwin theory?
Well, first of all, when you talk about Darwin theory or evolution, Darwin doesn't start with how life started. Scientists don't know how life got started. All they can deal with is how life allegedly progressed. Now, I was just listening to a documentary from the Royal Society, Royal Society out of London. And what they're
right.
offering now is a reward for someone who can come up with a theory, a good scientific theory as to how DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, how that originated. Because Darwin doesn't even deal with the origin of life. Life has to get started for evolution to even operate.
Well, then we're going back to it.
So why is there anything at all? And by the way, the DNA molecule is an expression of ACGT. Those are what you call chemical markers. And there are 2.4 billion letters in the DNA expression. And so that is the longest word in human reality. And it's digital. People like Bill Gates and others who understand coding, computer coding, understand that DNA is a digital chemical code. And the only place that information comes from is intellect. So there had to be a super intellect to create DNA. Go ahead.
I have nothing to say.
Really?
Nothing to say. Unless Melissa wants something to say. I'm just listening to you. How you call it? Perkificate?
Prognosticate?
There you go. Hey, I took the shot. But DNA is a code. It is a code.
It's not just a code. It's not just a code.
Well,
it's
let me just explain what it
chemical
is.
Code.
Well, it breaks down proteins that are inside your body for growth and development and health. And
that's information, though. And the fact of it is, the only source that we know of, and this is scientific, the only source, and we call inference to the best explanation, the only source of intellect, of information that we know of is mind. So God, in essence, is an unembodied mind.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that. Hey, I got to get to a story. I want you to hear this, okay? Don't you go away.
All right.
All right? I want you to hear it. And Melissa wants to know, where have you been? When was the last time you were on the show? I don't even remember. What, 6 months ago? What's going on with you?
I'm busy, Brian. I'm always
busy.
You're busy doing
what? What are you busy doing? What are you doing? Do you live in your mom's
basement? Wait a minute. I'm busy doing whatever I need to do, Brian, but it's
what
always
productive. What are you doing? Give us an example.
It's always, you can rest assured, it's always productive.
Right. Oh, really? What did you do yesterday? I want to hear what you did yesterday. I'll decide if it was productive. What did you do?
Go ahead and get to your story.
What's wrong with you? Get to your story. You're not even going to tell us what you did yesterday? Really, is that covert operation? I mean, is it need-to-know basis? Is it classified? What's going on with you? Jesus. Get him,
speaking.
Melissa. I know
he's not speaking.
All right, Mr.
He's tight. Oh, my God.
Zip block. All these insults for the last hour. My God. Here's our main story. Melissa goes, I got to get
like
in on this
man,
one.
Though.
He does. He does take it like a man. Here's our main story. So anyway, I'm talking about I got my second dose. Everybody knows that. Okay, fine.
Right.
Biden is telling everybody, it's really quickly, you got to get vaccinated. He has a goal about vaccinating the whole world. I understand. I saw a thing on India and people dying and blah, blah, blah. And it started raised questions, and it started to raise questions about wearing a mask while I'm still vaccinated and digital passports, blah, blah, blah. And all I hear is herd, herd, herd. We need the herd immunity. We need it. It's going to save us, civilization. This came out three hours ago. Oh, so now herd immunity cannot be obtained? Really? Story. Here it is. There are no more experts. This is what the copy says. They know nothing. And by the way, this article came from the Town Hall, which is a good newspaper, but I think they adopted it from the New York Times, tell you the truth. Sometimes they get stories like this and other newspapers pick it up. Those are the New York Times, too. Credible newspaper, so it's not about a right-wing newspaper. So it's what they're saying. There are no more experts. They know nothing. So don't listen to them. And then it says, okay, well, that's not exactly fair, but the real experts are being ignored by the liberal media for the simple reason they want the COVID panic to continue. They want more deaths to occur. They want a spike. They want to keep the nation locked down. Now, remember, I think they took this from the New York Times because they broke the story. And they said, well, why? It says partially out of spite. Blue states are still under Nazi-esque lockdown rules, and their cases are still bad. Not like last year, but Michigan is seeing a massive spike, whereas Texas, which nixed its mask mandate more than 5 weeks ago and reopened fully, have seen no spikes, none. Florida also has been a state that has managed its COVID crisis better than the media gives it credit for. The good news is that even though Democratic states cannot manage COVID, there is no fourth wave. There's no spike in one state. Michigan does not make a wave no matter what the CDC says. Even Anthony Fauci has said he doesn't think there's going to be a fourth wave. Now, Anthony came on the TV this morning before I went on the air, and they asked him the same question. why is there a hurt? And he says, we don't know. They asked another doctor, a scientist, before I got on the air today. They tried to pin him down. It was a scientist. What about the hurt? And he says, I swear to God, I quote, this is what he said before I got on the air. They said, well, you're looking for hurt and hurt and hurt, and what about the hurt, immunity hurt? Swear to God, hand to God, he said, well, I made that up. He actually said that on TV this morning. He says, that's something I said that I just wanted people to know that we needed a lot of people vaccine, and since then I changed that, and we don't really need a herd and all this stuff. But that's something I said, and I made it up. He said that. He said that. I heard it with my own ears, and that was not from a right-wing news program. That was from MSNBC, which is as left as you can go. Said it on the air. There is no herd. But all we did, Biden's been telling us, Democrats been telling us, we need, and Biden's been trying, everybody needs to be vaccinated. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. We got to vaccinate, and we're bragging about it. We vaccinated 160 people. We need to vaccinate 180. We're going crazy. I'm thinking, why are you going crazy? Why does everybody need to be vaccinated? I mean, I understand some people do. If I got my vaccination, I should be cool. Why do I still need them? There's a lot of questions. So this article came out. Even Fauci said there's no fourth wave. The messaging on COVID protocols have been a mess. The messaging on vaccines have been even worse. An MIT study gutted and cast immense doubt on the effectiveness and purpose of air filtration systems, indoor capacity caps, and even wearing masks. Folks think they're protected wearing a mask. Nope. I said that before. We go back to the beginning. Get your mask. Get your N9 mask. And when the N9 masks were no longer available to the public, they say, well, just cover yourself. You'll be fine. I'm saying, wait a minute. Make up your mind. They even said it here. They said it. Wearing masks, people think they are protected. The answer, no. It's an airborne virus. If you're inside with someone exposed, that mask isn't going to do much, whether you are 6 or 60 feet apart. They did a science on that. That is true. And if you don't believe me, I know you're not a smoker, but if you are a smoker and ask a smoker to do this, tell them to hit a cigarette, cover their face with the mask, breathe out the smoke, and the smoke will go through the mask. Simple science. So if the smoke is going through the mask, so is other things when it's an airborne virus. I agree with this study because it's airborne. If you could still breathe, okay, maybe the other thing, if you could put the mask over your nose and you could still breathe, where do you think the air is coming from? How do you think you're getting air to breathe? Because there's little tiny holes, and the cloth is so thick that you are breathing in what you're not supposed to breathe in. That's the other test. If you can put a mask over your nose and you can still breathe, what do you think you're breathing? It's another thing you need to think about. So no, the mask is not protecting me. And then they went further when we proved the science, like, okay, we can breathe through the mask. And then they went, okay, well, the droplets. Now we're going to droplets. Droplets? Well, when some people talk and they laugh and they joke, droplets are coming out of their mouth. Really? So it's protecting from the droplets. But it's an airborne thing. What does it have to do with droplets? Remember the droplet test? Remember when it first came out that you're not supposed to touch anything? And they're saying, well, if you touch something, for instance, they even had doctors, these TV doctors on TV saying when you get a package delivered that you're supposed to get gloves on them, then you take things out of that box and you put it in another box and then you sterilize them. Remember all that shit? Remember all the shit that if you touch something, it'll stay there for 30 days or 30 minutes? Remember that shit? Well, we found out that's not true either. It's not true. And then I asked in the beginning of the show, well, what is this distance? I mean, who came up with 6? Who came up with 10? Who came up with 30 feet? What's going on with that? I mean, if it was consistent, we would have that. Remember we came up with that? Who came up with that? These are things that you must ask yourself. I did take the vaccine. I did get my second dose, so I'm not sitting up here telling you not to take it. I'm not sitting up here telling you to take it. I did it for my own reason. I took the shot. But the more you know, the better decision you can make. This is what it's about. This is what it's about. What scared me is when I saw the footage in India. And I know some of those people were vaccinated. In fact, if you look, you did research, some parts of India were making a vaccine. They were making them in India, and they were exporting them to the States. That's where they were making the vaccine. And I'm seeing these poor people. What happens if there is no cure? What happens if the government's lying to us? Because if the government, I go back to the beginning, I was talking to a couple of my friends, and I will name who they are, Laverne and Melissa. They are my friends. And we talk about this off camera and off radio. You may think I'm a pervert or I'm acid, I'm a clown. I'm a little different off the radio. 708, you're live on a show. I think I recognize the number, 708. You're live on the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Okay. Well, 708. I'm going to leave your mic open just in case you want to talk. My fear is, what if this is a bunch of bullshit? I mean, my eyes cannot unsee what is happening in India or some of the smaller other countries that going through this. It cannot unsee it. All of a sudden, I mean, I'm seeing, they're saying it's 300,000 deaths today. 200, what's causing that? Because 2 years ago, we didn't hear that. And every day I'm hearing different strains and different things. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. We can't come in without a mask. And then they're holding sporting events where people who are vaccinated, they get to go in the stadium with no mask, and then they're separating the people who are not. Sometimes when something doesn't make sense, something is wrong. I don't think we're getting the full thing, and I'm beginning to wonder, and it's kind of getting me scared, that this is bullshit. This is really bullshit. And it's from the beginning, like I would tell my friends, it's like people don't want, the government does not want to create panic. They don't. So they give you something to do because they know that if we give them something to do and that they feel that they have some kind of control over their lives, it won't be panic. So let's tell them to wear a mask. They feel like they're doing something to protect themselves. They're taking their lives in their own hands, and this is the way we'll do it. Let's give them that. But then the evidence showing it is that mask doesn't protect you. It's okay. It's giving them something to do that they feel that they're protecting themselves. Let's make some kind of distance, like 6 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet. Who did this? When it first came out, it was 10 feet. I remember because I went to Save-On, a Rite Aid store. And then they did 6 feet. Then they did 3 feet. Then they went back to 6 feet. I'm going, something has to be wrong here. Who's doing this study? They did the same thing with our kids in school. First, they said the desks had to be 10 feet apart. Then they said, okay, we need more kids in the school because we get paid when kids attend school. So then they made it 3 feet apart. And then I'm looking at the idiots. And here's the most thing. It's like, here's where we don't believe our eyes. This is to a point where I thought I could never believe my eyes, but it came to that point where I don't believe my eyes anymore. Because I believe my ears, not my eyes. And it's like California. I went in to get a pizza. It told me to wear a mask to go in and get a pizza. But inside there were people eating, and their masks were pulled down. Some didn't even have a mask, and they're just talking up a storm. I looked around inside, by the way, where it could say 10% capacity. Those 10% did not even have a mask. Half of them pulled down their mask, and they're talking, and they're laughing, and they're joking like nothing's going on. I'm in a small room. I mean, not so small, but I'm ordering my food, right? They're talking right next to my food, where my food is being placed to me. It's a pizza, and they're talking up a storm, laughing up a storm, drinking. I mean, if it's airborne, shouldn't it reach my food? Shouldn't it be? I mean, what is going on? I can't believe my eyes, but I go outside, and then you have to wear a mask. Something is seriously wrong here. I understand about conspiracy theories. Yes, go ahead, Mr. Solution. Go ahead.
You don't have to wear a mask outside. You're conflating a couple of things. Look, the flu has almost been eliminated. I don't like the mask personally, and I don't wear it outside.
Mm-hmm.
But the mask does have some benefits. Now, some of the things that you are expressing, they are true. And one doctor gave an analogy where he compared trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence, comparing the size of the particles of the coronavirus to those in the mask. Right. They don't really block those. But remember, in contracting a disease, it has to do with concentration. So distance and exposure time, if the person has the virus, does contribute to a person contacting. But look here, I think that we've overblown this. It's overall. And you mentioned India. We've overblown the, this severity of this. It is severe to older people, mostly people that are in confined areas and who are already sick, having what we call comorbidity factors. And fat people, overweight people, have a reduced immune response. Now, the people in India, you got to realize, there are what you call antecedent issues here. In other words, many of these people are malnourished, so their immune systems are weakened already,
correct,
just like the people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at healthy people that, eat a good diet and what have you, the majority of them, they're asymptomatic, right? Catch COVID, they're asymptomatic.
Right.
So the thing, the mask and the distancing and all of that, now I like cleanliness. I don't always meet it to the degree that I should, but I love cleanliness.
Right.
So some of the cleanliness practices that have been put in place, I think they're good. But you express some of the holes and some of the illogicalness some of our behavior. But you are right. We do need something. Human beings basically need something to do. And so standing at the distance, I mean, look, when I work out, I see people outside, get this now, wearing a mask while they're running or while they're doing other strenuous exercises. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. There was recently, I think, a young lady that was competing in a track meet with a mask on, and the lady collapsed, collapsed due to oxygen deprivation.
Well, that's from the
CO2.
From the CO2,
right. So what we're
body.
Saying is, if I just may finish, outside there's unless you're in a crowd of people, there's no benefit to wearing a mask outside. None. Zero. Mm-hmm. In fact, the benefits are negative because, like I say, sunlight and wind disperses and actually dissipates and kills the virus.
True.
Virtually most viruses it kills. So being outside wearing a mask, especially doing strenuous exercise, it's silly. It's infantile. And so I think this is why we need to talk about these things, which is the best thing you're doing is at least examining it. But when you look at the way a lot of people die in some of these areas, it's because they have underlying conditions. Like, we talk about comorbidity factors, right, with diabetes, heart cancer patients, this kind of stuff. Also being malnourished, being unhealthy, the comorbidity factor. So people should get as healthy as they can, period, not just now, but for all the time. Go ahead.
Right. And I agree with you, and I'm rushing because I only see a minute. We only got a little bit minute, and I do agree with you, Mr. Solution.
Okay,
and
fine.
No, I do. I do agree with you. I do agree with you. You're absolutely correct. And thanks for bringing up the mask and the lady collapsing, too, because that is a fact, too. And we have to understand throughout history, we have had famine. We have had it. We have had diseases. We have had cases where something break typhoid or whatever cases break out and kill masses of people throughout centuries. So I don't know if the left-wing media is trying to use India another way of a propaganda to get vaccinated. See what's happening in India? You see what's going on? They're burning people. Mass people are dying. And you got to get – I don't know if they're trying to use it, but subliminally I think they're trying to do that. They say, you must get vaccinated. We can't let it happen here. They could – I believe that the media is a brainwashing tool. It's a mind brainwashing tool. And if your mind is weak enough, you will believe what it says because – I just told you, I couldn't believe my eyes. And I got to a point where I believed the media so much that my eyes were lying to me. That, hey, it's safe to go in wearing a mask. Okay, well, it's safe to eat. And I know in my common sense that you cannot eat with a mask. So if I have to wear a mask to go in, how am I safe if somebody pulls their mask down and they're chalking and they're eating like they don't have a mask, but then they'll pull it back up and that should be fine. But if it's air, you get the idea. My eyes see things that saying, wait a minute, that is just not true. Something's going on here. And going back to Mr. Solution, and he brilliantly, and I use that word as a quota, you brought certain things up that I think made a lot of sense. And we're going to go to that. I just want to finish this. It says here, 60 feet apart. If you're inside with someone exposed, the mask isn't doing much, whether you are 6 or 6 feet or 60 feet apart. It's all a mess. Now we have this garbage about not reaching herd immunity. And it goes on into the beginning and everything. And, of course, the left-wing news put in this stuff that says this article is ridiculous. The article is premised on the idea that herd immunity means being rid of COVID virus, but that's not what it means. Really? That's what they told us. That's what I understood, that herd immunity was to help us and to kill, not kill the virus, but to get enough people vaccinated that we will not get sick or terminally ill. All of a sudden, the left-wing news came out on Twitter saying this ridiculous article is a premise on the idea that herd immunity means being rid of the COVID virus. But that's not what it means. What it means is that a large enough segment of population has had it been vaccinated to reduce the risk. To reduce the risk? We're going to get vaccinated to reduce the risk? Is that eliminating the risk? I'm going to get vaccinated, and maybe Mr. Solution's not, Cole's not, Melissa's not, Laverne's not. But I'm the guy that you're hoping that enough people get vaccinated, and I was hoping that too before I became one, that I don't have to. And when I do get vaccinated, it's to reduce the risk. Reduce the risk. They finally came out and said it. They came out and said it. It still means that you can still catch it. But it just, and there's this herd that Biden is pushing all of a sudden that miraculously that it'll disappear and it won't even mean anything. No, it's still going to be there. It just reduces the risk. And then we're going to go with the other thing really quickly. So that's something to think about. And here we go. 5 seconds and all yours, Mr. Solution. And there's another article just came out today, 14 hours ago. So we have to have another one out of Bloomberg. 2 pandemic clash as doctors find that COVID spurs diabetes. Solution just brought that up. Now they're saying that they studied 19 people of survivors of COVID. These are people who are not taking a vaccination, not immune, just regular people. They caught COVID-19. They're survivors. By the way, there are millions of survivors, millions and millions of people who have survived COVID when they got it. But this article wants to, they said 19 survivors, just for the article. Out of the 19 survivors, they caught diabetes. Yeah. Weeks later, they returned to the same findings after sifting through millions of patients' records, and they dug up some scientific literature, and they said COVID-19 isn't just deadlier for people with diabetes, but it's also triggering the metabolic disease in many who didn't previously have it. Now you got some mysterious metabolic disease that COVID-19 is triggering. Run, folks. That's what they're saying. It took a while to convince me, said Al, who directs the clinical epidemic. Help me out with this, Mr. Sulci. Where's my medical thing? Melissa. Epidemiology? Melissa? Anyway, it's a center. I took the COVID shot. Let me see. It was hard to believe that COVID could be doing this thing. Among COVID-19, many ripple effects, the worsening of the global diabetes burden could carry a heavy public health toll. The underlying mechanisms for stroking new onset diabetes aren't clear. Now they're saying that it could damage your pancreas. You could get diabetes. These are effects if you already had it. It can convert to low blood sugar and energy. These are stuff that they're saying 19 people, a million people experience. And one, it says it could cause persistent and sometimes and 1 in 10 suffers for months after they apparent recovery. Help me out, Mr. Solution. I've been talking for 3 hours. Basically, you turn down your immune system. Huh?
Debilitating.
There you go. Symptoms, and 1 in 10 sufferers month after they recover. Then they have lingering metabolic communication, sometimes requiring high doses of insulin, suggest a subset of survivors who are developing diabetes. Well, you fool, if you got diabetes, of course you're going to go insulin. So they want to put that separately so to make it more dramatic. Yeah, if you usually have diabetes, sometimes you have to take insulin. It goes with the territory. Then you have the swelling, the ranks of more than 463 million people are living with the chronic condition. These are people who did not take the shot who caught the COVID, and these are lingering conditions, what they have to do. They can come with a spanning stroke, kidney failure, foot ulcers. What the hell?
Hey Brian, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Look, I would say your comorbidity factor is the fact that you smoke. That's definitely a comorbidity factor.
Sure, I agree. I agree with you.
It's a global comorbidity factor. So I think it's good that you took it simply because you do have a weakened immune system. I would say
immune system can kick your immune system ass any day of the week.
We'll see. I ask you again, do you smoke a pack a day?
I am not answering your question, sir, unless you answer the question.
Are you ashamed that
I am not ashamed. You tell me your education. I'm not ashamed.
You keep asking
me questions, but you don't answer any of mine. Like, when was the last time you had a blowjob?
You're being very silly and stupid.
I am.
But the fact,
blowjobs are very serious. I take blowjobs very serious, mister.
The fact of it is, you're very silly. And the thing of it is that smoking is an accessory, and it's an abnormality to put smoke in
it
your lungs.
It's not. Nothing better than
smoking
a good chew.
Smoking is poisoning one's system. And therefore,
I agree.
Some people say the same thing about eating red meat.
That is poisoning our system. Jewish people think the same thing about eating
it's
a pig.
It's not the same.
Meat
provides a nutrient.
No. Jewish people think the same thing about eating pork.
Hold on. Let me finish the statement. God damn. Look.
You're getting all pigs.
I'm just calling
in. Have you been late lately? You need to jack off, sir.
Eating meat, yes, anything in excess is unhealthy. But it don't put eating meat in the same category as smoking. Because
why
there's
not?
No, and I emphasize, no nutritional benefit to smoking.
Really?
None.
I find it very enjoyable. Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
It's all poison. Yeah, so
no,
is doing LSD
You cannot make that statement. Have you ever smoked a cigarette, sir? It's very enjoyable.
Okay.
Very refreshing. Try
Say
it.
Say what?
I want you to start smoking a pack a day, then come back to the studio and tell me how refreshed you are, because I think you enjoy it, sir. Very refreshing.
Now, again, well, however much you smoke, I'm sure, and the fact
right.
that you can't, you would admit, let me ask you this, you would admit that
yes.
you are addicted, right?
Well, not like you, an addicted. You're a different kind of addicted, sir.
Okay.
But yes,
yeah,
I am.
Like
addicted.
Seventh grade, that's about the level at which you have a, anyway.
Kick your ass. Leave me alone.
Anyway,
yes, I am addicted. I am addicted. I don't know
now,
if I'm
are
addicted.
Are you trying
to
quit?
I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you something that
you're trying to
will
quit
not tell you.
Because it's already affecting
your voice.
I'm
going to give you some knowledge. I'm going to tell you something that smokers are afraid to say. Every smoker is afraid, and they'll never say this in public, and they'll never say it to a non-smoker. I'll tell you it. I may enjoy it. That is something you don't want to hear.
Oh,
that's something you cannot conceive of.
Wait a minute. No. I know that.
Yeah.
You're not telling me anything. I know you enjoy it.
Okay. Some people drink a lot.
Why else
would
you
do
it? You're not. Wait a minute. There's no other benefit except enjoyment. All the other benefits,
there is, sir.
And it's an unhealthy enjoyment, by the way.
It goes
all the
great
other benefits
after, it goes
negative.
Great after sex. Have you ever tried it after sex? It makes
the
sex beautiful.
The cost. Everything with you revolves around. You should expand your damn horizon. The cost.
I expand my whole horizon. In fact,
right
I put
now.
Her on a corner for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That whole horizon. She used to work weekends. I expanded her.
How much are they charging for a pack of cigarettes now?
No, you know what they are? They're charging like they just went up $10 for a pack of cigarettes. $10.
Damn.
Yeah, you can't afford it. No, you
broke
most
ass. Of that is tax in order to discourage
I know it
smoke.
Is. I know it is. Well, you know, I kid you, and I say it. I'm trying.
Anyway, look, this
I,
is my point, because I know you're just going
point?
To talk crap. The point is that smoking is a comorbidity factor. And
bitch.
I think it's a, that's one of the reasons, if you'll be honest, that you took the shot
what?
Is because you're a smoker, right?
No.
No?
No, that's not why I took the shot. No.
You're not
I'm
as smart as I
what.
Thought you were. Why did you take the shot?
Well, that's too
shot?
Bad. Keep the bar low. Don't give
why
up.
Did you...
I mean, what do you keep doing that?
Oh.
I keep letting you down. Why if I get let down, keep
trouble.
The bar low.
Yes. Why did you take
it? You don't have enough power to keep me out of trouble, mister. Let me tell you the
that's
reason.
True. It's true. I agree.
Let me tell you the reason.
Why did you take the shot, Brian?
I took the shot because somebody cared about me, and she bought into it would save my life. And if she took the shot and I didn't, in her mind, I could affect her with COVID. We did it together.
Right.
Sometimes you do things together and you're in it together as one. So it meant that much to her that she actually believed that it's between life and death, and she actually believed it. I had no choice. I mean, I did have a choice. I had a choice not to take it. But can you imagine that relationship, that she took the shot, I didn't take the shot? Can you imagine, you know, the mindset or the psychology of that?
Right.
It really wouldn't be conducive to the relationship. That's
okay,
the truth.
Carry on. But I just wanted to make that point that smoking is definitely
it's horrible.
A detriment.
It's horrible.
And
it's disgusting.
It opens you up. It makes you more
but
successful.
But it's great after sex.
Hey, and I want you to get a – I don't care about that shit. Look, and I want you to get a booster
you
shot.
That's what's wrong with you. You need to clean your pipes, mister.
No, I don't care. Wait. Allow me to be specific. I don't care about you saying it. That's what I
don't
care about.
Do you care about me? Do you care? I know. Do you care about me, Mr.
Solution? Cigarette smoking was refreshing earlier?
It was refreshing.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing. Especially if you smoke menthol. It's very minty.
No. Oh, my God. This has been the most fun I've had listening to for a while. It's been good. It really has been good. Oh, it's been good. Even Cole's been quiet.
Cole's been quiet. Cole, we're going off the air in 57 seconds. Do you have anything to say before you leave? Anything to Mr. Solution?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wish you'd stayed away. This show sucked and you suck. Eat Trump's penis.
Yeah. Cole, why did you bring up Trump?
Well, Mr. Solution left.
Did he?
Yeah, he just left.
That was the most fun to listen to today. It's been a while.
I needed your help.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't torture.
That was torture.
I thought he brought up a good point.
The guy that knows it all lives in his grandmother's basement. Hasn't gotten laid since the JFK assassination, if that at all.
He brought up some really good points. I enjoyed Mr. Solution.
He did.
I enjoyed Mr. Solution.
I know you do. I know you do. I know you do. I can tell.
Yeah, it was
fun.
It's
a big challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just to hear the put down in every kind of word that any sentence he uses, he gets serious, and then right there's something in there that'll smack me down. It's like, how does he do this? But he brought up some good points that we must think about. I mean, seriously, I got to a point I don't know who to believe anymore. And when we get to a point where Biden is saying everybody needs to be vaccinated this fast, this amount of time, I'm giving you a date, by this time everybody should be vaccinated. It's like, what's your agenda, dude? You know? What's your agenda? All right, Cole, we're leaving the air right now. 708 is not talking, and I think, Cole, you're in here twice. What the hell's going on what's going on with your app? Because you're here twice.
No, I'm only in once. What do you mean?
Well, your number is appearing twice in the studio.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I hung up, I thought, and then I called back in, but I wasn't hung up. I don't know.
Well, did you want to – he's listening now. Did you want to say anything about Mr. Solution? Nothing at all except that he's a dickhead? I guess that's what it is.
No, it's just the aura, the flavor, if you will, of his condescending attitude towards women. And the fucking know-it-all, the know-it-all of know-it-all.
I think it's funny.
It is funny.
You know, it was funny for fucking 5 minutes. It wasn't funny for over an hour.
We've all felt that way on the show.
I wish you'd stay away, Mr. Solution. Go find a solution.
Not every show.
You know what? You should put the UN in front of that name. Mr. Unsolution, or N-O-N, Mr. Non-Solution.
I think he's funny.
What up, man?
I really think he's funny. Let me see here. We got to leave with a story. Tweet your song.
Bob Firestone, breaking news.
Oh,
what?
Are you ready for Bob Firestone? What? You know,
when he's on the air, there's no interjection.
You know what's funny? Quiet him down. He doesn't know what to think of. All right, let's give Bob Firestone his due because he waited 3 hours, and you know.
Go ahead, Bob.
I think you killed him. I never heard somebody shut up so fast. What was that? Are you ready, Mr. Firestein or Stone? You ready? I can't turn on a thing unless you say you're ready. All right. Well, I guess Firestone is not there. All right, so he's not there. So let me read you one last story, take a pick. There's some interesting stories here. There's a. We have to be judge and jury. And now the news. This has really happened, and we like to know what's going on. So, you know, this woman's in Florida. You know, she's an elderly woman. She's an elderly woman in Florida. Headline, Florida woman hits Burger King employee with sandwich. Then she yells racial slurs over a tomato slice. That's the headline. An elderly woman in Florida, she threw a tirade in a local Burger King, and she hurled her Whopper sandwich at an employee while yelling racial slurs at her over the thickness of her tomato slice on Friday. This is according to the police report, right? The police. They arrested this woman, by the way. A police report. Judith Black, that's her name. She's 77. She was charged with a felony. Believe it or not, a felony. She's 77 years old. She was charged with a felony by the police department for her actions at Burger King, where multiple witnesses confirmed they heard her scream racial slurs at the unnamed female employee. Now, here's the thing. It's really sad here. Because she mentioned a racial word, they gave her a felony. Now, you could decide if that's fair or not fair. That's what they did. She stated that she was upset about the thickness of the tomato on her sandwich, and she confronted the victim at the counter.
Hey, Brian, let's role play.
Wait, not yet. I got to finish the whole story. The woman, her name is Judith, told investigators after she was read her Miranda rights, she stated that she was angry that the victim was not fixing the issue and had the burger in my hand and I tossed it at her. I think this is it right here. I think this is the actual police report. I don't know if it is. Let me see. No.
I'll play the employee, Brian. You can play the employee.
No, there was an alligator going across. What? Wait a minute. What is that? It's an alligator trying to cross the street in Florida that was holding up traffic. Florida is so good. Well, we go back to the story. So Judith resides in a 55 and older retirement community known as The Village, which is coined Florida's friendliest hometown. On it, she was dissatisfied upon receiving her Whopper and yelled at the Burger King employee across the counter who told her she could help her if she quit yelling at her. After the employee turned around, Judith threw her Whopper sandwich, which hit the employee in the back. Remember, she got arrested for a felony. So she threw the sandwich at the woman and hit her in the back. Now, what she really got arrested for, she continued to say this, "Shut up, you black bitch." The employee stated, Judith told her before storming outside to her vehicle with her husband. She has a husband at 77. Before she stormed outside, how fast does a 77-year-old woman walk as she stormed out? She's 77. She stormed out. Okay. How fast is this storming? She's 77. This is amazing. It really happened. So you guys tell me if this is... I'm almost done with the story, but... wait a minute. Well, here it is. So she stormed out the Burger King with her...
Something wrong with your sandwich, ma'am.
Wait a minute. I got to finish the story. With her 77-year-old husband, how fast do they go? The employee said when her and another coworker walked outside where Judith called the employee a nigger. The Burger King manager and a customer were also witness to this felony and racial slurs.
Ooh, felony.
So the felony is she threw a sandwich, a Whopper, at the girl's back. So that's a felony, I guess only in Florida. And the racial slurs. The co-worker stated that Judith said, "Fuck you, black nigger," and before leaving stated, black nigger again. Security footage reviewed by the officers captured the moments of the Whopper being thrown. And Judith's last name is Black, by the way. Her name is Judith Black. Just irony. Judith left the scene. She was located by the police after they ran her vehicle license plate, which she showed it. It was owned by her husband with her husband's information. They were able to identify and find her. Judith admitted to the accusations made against her, including the racial slur she called the employee and the evidence captured on the video, the Whopper. She was originally charged with misdemeanor classified as a battery, meaning throwing a sandwich. But due to the racist language she used, the charge was enhanced to a felony under Florida state law. Judith was transferred to the county detention center and was eventually released on $2,500 bond. That's the story. So now she will be labeled a felon for the rest of her life because she used a racial slur. The throwing the sandwich and hitting the person is a misdemeanor, but using the racial slur doing it is now she's a felon. Is that fair or not? Huh? Go ahead. Is that fair or not? I ask you. There you go. She's 77.
Yeah, how much time she got left?
Huh?
I don't care how old she is. She's obviously mentally imbalanced.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think it's harsh, but maybe it'll wake people up a little bit to maybe bite your tongue a little out there in public how you normally talk.
But is that a felony? I mean, before just throwing the sandwiches to Mr. Media, but saying is that a little harsh that she's a felon now at 77?
Make her an example. She doesn't have much longer on this planet, right?
I guess.
So she can go out with a blaze. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still curious. Was the tomatoes cut too thinly? Sliced too thinly?
No. She wanted it thin, but it was too thick, and she got tired, and she threw the sandwich at the person. Can you imagine her at the old boat?
Okay.
My God, the arm
on
her.
Think about that. She could have burned her, right? She could have burned her.
Right. Oh,
I mean,
I guess you never had a Burger King. You're lucky if it's lukewarm.
You
do
a sandwich.
That little burger mouth.
How hot are they serving?
But you never know. That could have been a hot one.
I know. Right out of the oven.
Bob,
here you go,
man. Sound is ready whenever you are.
That's cute. You're right. Melissa would make a great attorney. Well, she could have got third-degree burns, Your Honor. The sandwich just came out of the oven. She could have. Okay. She could have. All right.
Got burnt up.
Brian, Bob Firestone is standing by.
I asked Bob Firestone. Here we go. Either we can listen to Bob Firestone. My last story is a Pennsylvania man. He shot his own dog and barbecued it. But we'll go.
Oh, God.
I gave you that story yesterday. We did that.
Is that the story you did yesterday?
Oh,
you
God.
Yeah.
All right, Firestone. Last story, and we're out of here. We're out of here. Let me give you your thing.
What
are you ready now?
What's wrong with this world?
You know, the COVID thing, Melissa, I really think it's
I'm
the COVID thing.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I look at the newspaper. I know. I look at the newspaper. I'm seeing so many women are killing their babies and stabbing people.
Yeah,
I mean, what in the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Psychologically. Yeah.
I don't know.
That guy's bail is $1 million.
I know. Well, luckily we have Bob Firestone who can keep us.
He can bring us back down to reality.
He's doing news.
Thank God, Bob.
Here. Whatever happened at Sammy School, she retired.
She retired.
She never came back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she retired.
No.
Yeah. Now he's a Bob.
Bye, bitches.
Bob is a fresher face to the whole thing. He has a lot more excitement. Let him do it. He wants to role play like a pervert.
Okay, here we go. Let's go with Bob Firestone. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. We have a special report before we go off the air. Bob Firestone is on the scene. Take it away, Bob.
Thank you, Brian. Bob Firestone reporting live from Minneapolis. Derek Chauvin's attorney has filed a motion in Hennepin County, Minnesota, requesting a new trial for the disgraced former Minneapolis police officer, alleging jury misconduct and citing other factors. On April 20th, Chauvin was found as guilty of second-degree and unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his body while he was handcuffed and prone for more than 9 minutes on May 25th. The motion, which was filed Tuesday by Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, alleged the ex-officer didn't get a fair trial because of the high-profile publicity of the case. It alleged that Hampton County Judge Peter Cahill abused his discretion by ruling not to move the trial or sequester the jury for the duration of the trial. The motion was also Cahill's denial of granting a new trial after police said a defense witness' former home was vandalized was improper. The motion further alleged prosecutorial misconduct, saying that the state's attorney disbarred the defense in their closing arguments and failed to properly prepare witnesses ahead of their testimony. Nelson's motion also requested a hearing to impeach the verdict of the jury over accusations that jury committed misconduct, felt threatened or intimidated, felt race-baited, or failed to adhere to jury instructions. A photo surfaced this week showing a juror in the state murder trial had attended a Washington, D.C. protest last year with a shirt that said, "Get your knee off our necks," a reference to Floyd's death. Chauvin, who faces up to 40 years in prison, is scheduled to be sentenced on June 20th. Star Tribune reported that federal government was also seeking civil rights charges against him and 300 officers who were on the scene of Floyd's arrest. Back to you, Brian. Have a great day, you little bastard. Bob Firestone reporting live.
Well, thank you, you motherfucker. And that's been Bob Firestone. As you can tell, he's back from rehab. The story he read was 2 hours long, which is usually a 30-second spot. Thank you, Bob.
Bob is crazy.
Bob's nuts. Bob's nuts.
Yeah. Bob's crazy.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
By you know, time, they well, set this gonna... up for failure with such a big trial. They should have sequestered the jury just to cover every base. Everything.
Wow. I know. There's going to be little things, but, you know, this is what they do. Defense attorneys have to appeal, and this is part of the appeal process, and blah, 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 blah. That's it. Nobody's going to give them a new trial. It's too politically... It's a hotbed.
Yeah.
Believe me, they want this to go away. They do not want a retrial. And they got three more cops in August that they're going to go through this again. And believe me, it's costing the city too much money to have guards and policemen, extra cops because of the jury. They want this shit to go away. In fact, they're probably encouraging them to plead guilty so they don't have to go to trial on this one. But here's something more disturbing. Donald Trump was, Facebook was deciding.
Oh, I saw that today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they were deciding today to let Trump back. Well, the people at Facebook, they got together, the mucky mucks, and they decided, no, we're not going to let him back. So they made the decision, no, Trump is not coming back to Facebook. Well, Trump got pissed off. I know. It's like, and you know, it's like a... To him, it's like, are you kidding me? I was a former president of the United States. Are you going to treat me with no respect? You're kicking me off a platform? I'm the former. They never kick presidents off a platform. Because you can imagine the ego on this guy. You're kicking me off of Facebook for crying out loud. But he decided to do his own post. He has his own blog now. He said he's going old school. And he's going to do his own blog. But here's what's really interesting. So my new hero, Liz Cheney. Is it Liz Cheney? Oh, I think it's Liz Cheney. I think it's Elizabeth Cheney. She's a Republican. She's going against Trump. Trump doesn't like her. Trump came on and said, because Liz Cheney is saying Trump lied. Nobody stole the election. It's a big lie. Trump didn't like that. So Trump called her a loser and a warmonger. And so Trump says, I'm going to make sure that you don't get elected again. I'm going to use my little blog. Yeah, I'm going to tell people that you're not fit to hold office. So Trump says, I'm going to put my 100% support. I wish I had the tab because I missed it. He's putting his support with this other woman who's going to take the seat. This is how delusional this guy is. This is how stupid this guy is. So he says, I'm going to endorse, it's this other woman, I'm trying to stop, well, just go with me, I'm paraphrasing because I read it. I'm going to endorse this other woman who is a Trump supporter, and by the way, she was one of the people who supported the storming of the Capitol as trying to stop Biden from being certified. She's one of those people.
Yep.
She goes, and he says, she has my 110% support. Not that she's qualified. It's just that she supports me. She supported the riot in the Capitol, and which is most people don't support that because it's the thing. So I'm going to put 110% behind her, so we're going to make sure that Liz Cheney gets out. You're going to replace her with this one.
Hey, Brian, I just came up with the first line of this song. Check it out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No guitar yet. Mr. Solution, come out of the closet, because you know you want to bang Brian, because he's got some juicy balls. Yeah!
Well, listen, is that the new lighter? The new lighter at the concert?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, you keep
there you go.
Keep it all clean down in her basement. As we feed her hungry man dinners. Praise Jesus.
Oh.
Whoa.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you for listening. We'll be
Bye.
On tomorrow. I don't even know what tomorrow is.
Juicy
Thursday.
Balls.
There
I've
you go. Juicy balls.
Juicy balls.
Yeah.
Come on, Solution, Mr. Closet.
Thank you. Thank you. And good night. See you guys tomorrow.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Play Aerosmith's version next time, it's better.